This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Indiana's governor has been a Democrat for the decades. He's been a public servant, but Republicans in Indiana have nothing but kind words to say about the man who's currently in a Chicago hospital after collapsing this morning. Indiana House Republican leader Brian Bosma says they're praying for Frank O'Bannon's full recovery.
I personally respect Frank O'Bannon greatly. He has given almost his entire adult life towards service.
O'Bannon had been set to deliver welcoming remarks to the U.S. Midwest Japan Conference at the Palmer House Hilton Hotel when he became ill and was rushed to the hospital. Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards says President Bush is too cozy with big business leaders. The North Carolina senator spoke to a union convention in Washington.
He absolutely believes, that if you take care of people at the top, somehow the whole country is going to do better. Well, he's wrong. America works best when it works for all of us.
Edwards, a former trial lawyer, has decided not to seek re-election to the Senate so he can focus more attention on his presidential campaign. Renewed fears of a possible terrorist strike in New York City are prompting police to add extra patrols on the city's subways. Scott Salato has details from police headquarters in Manhattan.
More chatter among suspected terrorists is leading to more cops in the subway.
We have a variety of tactics and means that we use. You'll see a lot of officers in particular stations at particular times who then move. We call it our surge approach.
Police Commissioner Ray Kelly says extra cops will patrol high-profile subway stops like Penn and Grand Central stations, plus include random inspections of subway cars. Kelly says there are no specific threats. Scott Salato, New York.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patented active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Daimler Chrysler workers are bracing themselves for more layoffs. CEO Dieter Zetsche is in Germany to announce a new revitalization plan to stop the automaker's flow of red ink and jumpstart sales. James Kane, who's an hourly worker at Chrysler's truck assembly plant in Warren, Michigan, tells WDIV-TV that he's sure layoffs are to come.
Oh, naturally. And I would expect more white collar, you know, the higher end, because what are they actually doing for the bottom line? We're working our butts off.
The automaker posted a $1.1 billion second quarter loss this year, just 1 year after a turnaround plan had returned the automaker to profitability.
Mom, Dad,
someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
Tough. You got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when? Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
A 19-year-old who admitted stealing trade secrets from DirecTV's $25 million smart card technology was sentenced in a Los Angeles courtroom today. Richard Santiago has the outcome.
Prosecutor James Berto says Igor Serebriani posted the technology on the Internet and became famous among hackers.
This case was unusual in that the defendant himself did not profit monetarily by the theft. Instead, he profited by the satisfaction he obtained helping a pirate community get into the DirecTV access cards.
He was sentenced to 5 years probation and 6 months house arrest. He also has to pay over $146,000. In Los Angeles, I'm Richard Santiago.
Stocks finished the session in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 83 points to 95.86. The NASDAQ reached its highest level in about a year and a half with a 30-point spike to 1889. The S&P 500 was up 10 points to 1032. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Cucumbers, jazz, Gwyneth Paltrow, and khakis. Speaking of cool things, how's your vehicle's cooling system stacking up for the summer? Don't sweat it. When I come back, I'll tell you how to chill out. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today, or visit TornadoAir.com. It's hot, and you're working hard. You can't go another foot till you cool off. Aha, now you know how your car feels. In fact, overheating's the number one cause of breakdowns. Like our bodies have a cooling system, cars do too. They rely on radiators to keep their engines from boiling over. To properly cool, these systems must be maintained with correct proportions and levels of coolant water mixture. So this summer, think cool, calm, and collect the money saved by radiator check. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing low, life's light.
Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
With special guest host Guy James. Give Guy a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937.
Good evening. Guy James with you here on the Mike Malloy Show tonight. A pleasure to be sitting in for the godfather of left radio. It certainly is. Glad to have you with us this evening. We were here, Friday night, I think it was. Had a great show for you. And tomorrow night we'll be along as well from 9 till midnight. I hope Mike's having a great vacation. He certainly deserves it. Those of you who are not involved in this business, I would tell you that there's a little bit of stress and strain involved with it. And so it's always good to get away, and I'm sure, hope Mike's enjoying his time off wherever he might be. Didn't tell me where he's going, but I hope it's someplace relaxing, that's for sure. And those of you that listen to Mike on a regular basis, you're going to find that Mike and I share a lot of viewpoints. We are both on the left. I don't particularly have any use for the Bush administration, as those of you that know me on my regular program know. In fact, I have no use for him whatsoever. How'd you like that speech last night? Wasn't that just dandy? Of course, people went wild for a couple of days, saying, "Oh, he might let us know that he found weapons of mass destruction." I know a lot of people were thinking that he was going to drop a bomb on the left last night and say, "Yeah, here they are. Here's those weapons of mass destruction." But you know, I never thought that, and I know most of you never thought that either. Because, as we all know, those of us who have some brains, we know that weapons of mass destruction were never a part of this decision to go to Iraq and occupy Iraq. It never was. The invasion had nothing to do with that whatsoever, although he's bounced around. Well, what was it? First of all, it was regime change. And then secondly, we had to get rid of the weapons of mass destruction. And then it was liberate the Iraqi people. And then, they had programs of weapons of mass destruction. And then all those doggone people that got out of Iraq, they fooled us. They told us that they had weapons of mass destruction, and they didn't. So we thought that for a while, which makes us look awfully stupid. And then they were thinking that they knew that the Iraqis were contemplating having weapons of mass destruction again. So I guess you better watch out what your thoughts are, because they can get you for that nowadays too. So not saying anybody thinks Saddam was a good guy. Certainly was not. But, hey, how about that speech last night? I thought it was a dud. I've never seen him give a speech that wasn't a dud. I was in the audience last January, the 28th, I believe it was, for the State of the Union speech. I was in the gallery. That was a dud, although he got up there and tried to look real important. Was a fantastic evening. It really was from a historical standpoint. I got to see the most moronic, stupid president in the history of the United States give the State of the Union speech. And I must say, it was a pleasure. It really was. I enjoyed it. But going back to his speech last night, I downloaded the speech. I had the entire text of his speech. And I thought we'd take a look at a little bit of it. And, of course, we invite you to give us a call here at 1-800-TALK-YES. 1-800-TALK-YES. We'd love to hear your views on the speech last night. We'd love to hear you Democrats out there. We'd love to hear your views on the candidates on the left right now. Love to hear who your candidate is and why. But going back to that speech last night, Bush started right off saying nearly 2 years ago, following deadly attacks on our country, we began a systematic campaign against terrorism. Wasted no time in going right to 9/11. And once again, you know, the recent poll showed that 70% of the people in the United States believe that Iraq was responsible, in part at least, for 9/11. And when in fact there is not one shred of evidence so far to back that up. No proof whatsoever. But Bush, he starts his speech right off just like he did the night of the State of the Union. I think he said it a dozen times that night, and I believe there were I haven't counted the references in last night's speech, but he certainly did reference it enough. But he went right to it to set the stage. Hey, folks, listen to me. I'm talking about those dirty Iraqis and how they hit us on 9/11. That's what he's saying under the underground there. He doesn't want to come out and say it because he knows he can't, but he does want you to believe it. And then he says, America and a broad coalition. A broad coalition. Now, isn't that something? 29 nations over there. I don't have my calculator here, but I figured after taking our troops and the British troops out of it, it averaged some 178 troops per nation for the rest of these guys that were in there, and there's some of them got as few as four or five. I don't know what they're doing, directing traffic or something, but a broad coalition. America in a broad coalition, says Mr. Bush, acted first in Afghanistan by destroying the training camps of terror and removing the regime that harbored al-Qaeda. You know, that's absolutely wrong. I mean, this is the second paragraph of his speech last night, and already his nose is growing. He didn't get rid of al-Qaeda. They're still there. They're getting stronger by the day. They've literally taken over all of Afghanistan now, taken it back except for Kabul. And they're recruiting Pakistanis and Iranians in a big way. So, you know, right off the bat, he's telling a big lie there. And then he goes on to say, in a series of raids and action around the world, nearly two-thirds of al-Qaeda's known leaders have been captured or killed, and we continue on al-Qaeda's trail. We've exposed terrorist front groups, seized terrorist accounts. Got a question for you, Mr. Bush. Did you seize any Saudi accounts that funded 9/11? Did you? Not that I've heard. You know, a lot of the money came from the Saudi Arabians. Have we done one thing to put a stop to that money going to the terrorists? No. Not at all. But then you go duck hunting and pheasant hunting, and so does your daddy, and so does Colin Powell. You hang out with those people, don't you? They're good friends, good pals. We don't want to have any trouble with them now, do we? No, certainly not. And he goes on to say, we see these terrorist accounts taking new measures to protect our homeland. Oh, really? Taking measures to protect our homeland. Oh, really? Have you properly funded the Homeland Security Act? So our cops and firemen and EMTs and others have the proper equipment they need? No, you know damn well you haven't. You got up and took credit for that, and yet you didn't fund it. Didn't fund it. And then again, has taken away those folks' overtime to help their attitudes any? I don't think so. Hey, we've got a caller. We've got Pete in Florida. Pete, welcome to the program.
Hey, interesting program. A lot to cover with the speech. You know.
Oh, yeah.
You know his face when he was giving the speech, the smirk? It looked just like Bill Clinton when he found out there was actually a blue dress around. I mean, he's scared. The Republicans are scared. The only thing that they can hang on for is when you got Democrats like Joe Biden carrying the water for him.
I was ashamed of Joe Biden last night.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, you know, Joe Biden sits on TV, and he's in about a $3,000 suit, and he starts carrying the water. And then he talks about this $87 billion. Well, thank you, Mr. President. I can't wait to vote for this.
Right.
Well, Mr. Biden, why don't you cut your salary from what was about $160,000 down to $30,000 and no longer participate in the health insurance? Pay your own way. Then, Mr. Biden, I want to know if you're going to be so enthused about paying $87 billion.
Well, I met Joe Biden in Washington not long ago, and it was in a it was a small group, about 8 or 10 people. And Joe got up and gave a little talk to everybody, and afterwards it was like a very casual conversation. And he got up and said, in no uncertain terms, that this was a lousy administration, that he didn't trust George Bush, and he went on and on and on about it. And he asked if there's any questions, and so I raised my hand and said, yeah, Senator Biden, I've never heard you say any of that stuff in public. Why do you say it to us in this room? He said, oh, I'm a United States senator. I'd never say that out in public. We don't do that. And I thought, okay, enough for you, my friend. Enough for you. I know what you're about.
Well,
Pete, thanks.
You there?
Go ahead.
I just want to leave it, though. The Republicans got to be nervous. I mean, the question that I'm seeing, and I talked to quite a few Republicans, in fact, and a lot of them are on the business side of things. And, you know, they're very fearful of just how bad the economy is and how bad the war is going. It's not going to take too long now, and the big question in 2004 is how many Republican senators and congressmen may fall.
Well, if the economy stays the way it is, and they're trying to prop it up and make it look good, and make no mistake about it, we had a little spike in the economy and productivity this last month. But then a lot of that was from military spending, so that's totally false, a false alarm right there. So if the economy stays in the same condition it is right now with people out of work and so forth, they're in trouble, and they know they're in trouble. Thanks very much for your call, Pete. I really appreciate it. We have a caller from Seattle, Washington on the line. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Guy, I'm stalking you. I call you on Saturday.
Hey, glad to have you with us.
Hey, $87 billion. The city of Seattle this year has fired all of, they didn't bring them back on board, the crossing guards. $1 million a year for crossing guards to protect small children crossing the street. Now our children are crossing the street unprotected, and part of the reason is because we're sending $87 billion to Iraq.
Got teachers laid off all over the country. We've got border guards laid off across the country. We've got policemen, firemen.
We're going to provide Iraqis with 100% health care. Hey, you know, I think we ought to start a push in this country to get the exact same medical care that every single senator and House member has currently.
let's
put them on retirement of Social Security and see how fast the Social Security system gets fixed.
Well, you're absolutely right about their medical care. They have nothing but the best. In fact, I have a relative that was, let's just say, I'll leave it at the fact that had a pretty good position in the Clinton administration for 8 years, and recently had an operation at Walter Reed Medical Hospital, and knew nothing but the best for the rest of their lives. Absolutely free. Absolutely
it's
free. It is.
It's shameful. And, you know, somebody's got to stop this guy, but, you know, I keep harping on this, but the Diebold machines are going to guarantee another Bush victory as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we're going to have to stay at that. And, of course, you've got a lady right there in Seattle, Bev Harris. Who,
right. I do a lot of work with her.
Oh, good. Bev is keeping right on top of this, and I think she's like a junkyard dog. I don't think she's going to let go of that very easily.
Well, you know, the state of Arizona today approved the Diebold touchscreens for use in all their state elections and federal elections, so we lost one.
Yeah. Well, we're just going to have to keep a high profile on this, though, to let them know we're watching. That's all we can do at this point, I think.
Hey, guys, thanks for filling in for Mike. You're great. You're the only person left enough to fill in for him, in my opinion.
Hey, thanks, Andy. Thanks very much. We've got a caller from, we're going to pause for a break right now. That's what we're going to do. And you're listening to IE America Network. We'll be right back after a couple of words. Stay tuned now, you hear?
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel6.com. Next time you're goofing around on the internet, you know, in other words, the next time you're at work, click on over to Motel6.com for Click 6 Web Bargains. Those are special discounts at hundreds of locations that you can only get when you book online. Just look for the Click 6 icon at Motel6.com. And then get back to work. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the modem on for you. And a core hotel.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
The Mike Molloy Show.
We are very lucky tonight to have joining us from California, Geneva, BartCop.com's resident astrologer. Can you tell us anything about George W. Bush's chart?
There was a lot of stuff in his chart. He's got a lot of aspects on his own that would indicate that he would be easily maneuvered into being a puppet, a front man, or people who had more of a scheme in mind like that.
He is a very weak man when you get right down to it, isn't
he? Yes, he is.
Extremely weak-willed. What sort of looming obstacles might keep Bush from being reelected? Is he going to face some sort of impeachment, criminal charges? Can you elaborate?
Well, that would be nice. I mean,
you know, right. Well, yeah, it would.
If they did it to Clinton with as little as they had to go on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, why not?
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
At Animal Talk, we think deep thoughts. We think about things that most people don't think about, such as, do dogfish chase catfish? Do jellyfish taste good with peanut butter? These are things that bother us. Why is it that Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist?
Dude, you need a hobby.
Oh.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
The Mike Molloy Show with special guest host Guy James. Give Guy a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Guy.
Yes, sir. We're back. You're listening to the Mike Molloy Show. Guy James sitting in for him tonight. We've got callers all over the place. We've got Will from Atlanta on the line right now. Will, welcome to the program. What's on your mind tonight, my friend?
Hey, Guy. I think that when talking about this guy as though he were a legitimate president, we do the people a disservice. The guy is obviously...
You're right.
I mean, we talk about no connection between Al-Qaeda and 9/11. The connections we can see with 9/11 are in the Bush administration. The obstruction that we've identified, Colleen Rowley, as well as the Arizona FBI, mid-CIA senior managers who recognized that the Bush politicos were shielding the terrorists, preventing their wishes to bring these people to justice, to get subpoenas on them. We know that they facilitated 9/11. You can tell that. Any man can tell it by looking at the Booker Elementary video of Bush sitting on his hands for an hour and 10 minutes while 2,200 of us died, and this stigma is placed on us and put us behind the ball and sent us off to get the space in Afghanistan for the pipeline that was obvious in this hidden Cheney energy summit that he had that he won't talk about and that nobody will peel open on us.
Well, Larry Klayman's starting to get some of those documents out, you know. They're on the Internet now at judicialwatch.org. You can see some of those documents, maps of Iraq and Iran and their oil fields that were presented at those energy meetings, and they were supposed to be talking about our electric bills as far as I know.
Unbelievable. Well, yeah. I mean, this is the same oil oligopoly that Rockefeller started in the 1870s in Cleveland when 28 refineries became 4 refineries over a period of 8 weeks. And the ones who didn't sell out to the Rockefeller cartel either wound up dead on their doorsteps or the refineries were burned down. Now, I mean, they have the power. They have the CFR. They had a bipartisan pyramid here with hair-plugged Joe Biden and this clown Roy Moore down in Alabama, this West Pointer. But this is a false elite. And unless we simply start talking about these folks as a practicing criminal caste, we're not addressing the issues that we need to attack in order to purge our nation of this cancer. I mean,
well, don't you think we're going to have to get a hold of the House or the Senate or something before we do that, before we can do it?
Well, but I think as far as the people talking, we cannot deal with our local representatives unless they are fully understanding of the indisputable fact that Bush Sr. was in on the Kennedy hit in order to put us in Vietnam a month after Kennedy ordered us out for this fascist global latifundium, the plantation aristocracy that the CIA serves, the same CIA that helped kill Dr. King after he explained in his Riverside Church speech from a Jeffersonian basis why we should not be in Vietnam. I mean, this is a threat to the Rockefeller pyramid, and we have to simply put out this view, and no representative, no senator like Saxby Chambliss down here in Georgia, who is pumping up Miguel Estrada, who is halt, can't even speak English, and they want this guy to be on a federal court for life. I mean, it's just insane that these people are so transparently serving the very interests that our Whig ancestors were fighting when they built America. And Bush, whose grandfather was Hitler's banker, is an agent of what Jefferson recognized as the real Antichrist. And we just got to, we can't have a representative, a senator, anybody who runs for office unless they understand. And I mean, they got to deliver the full portion of opprobrium to anybody who wants to serve this, whether, you know, Harvard, Washington, Wall Street, Nazi, fascist aristocracy. I mean, they got to go. They just simply.
Well, you know, and it is a fact that one of Hitler's bankers was Prescott Bush.
Right.
No question about that. Under the Union Bank and all. We've got a break coming up, a hard break coming up. Will, say real quickly, did you hear anybody say anything on the weekend talk shows this week about finally admitting that they did usher the Bin Laden people out on airplanes?
Oh, we know. That's an established fact.
Well, they denied it all this time, but somebody told me that they finally admitted it. Hey, we got to stop for a break. Will, thank you so much for calling. You're listening to IE America Network. We'll be back after a few minutes.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. Following months of contract talks, union employees of the phone giant Verizon will have a chance to vote on a tentative new contract. Two unions representing nearly 80,000 Verizon workers reached the five-year deal late Thursday.
Given the hard positions that the parties had staked out at the beginning of the talks, we think we gained all our major objectives in this contract.
Jim Spillane is director of the Journal and Media Department at the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. He says the tentative contract will maintain solid health coverage for workers and will protect their job security.
And that was something that we just saw as a real bedrock issue in this. We just felt we could not give in on that. And we feel very good that we were able to keep that language and keep those protections in place.
On the downside, the union failed to secure an agreement that would have made it easier to organize workers in Verizon's wireless division. If approved, the contract would also freeze wages in its first year.
The Bush administration calls it an improving jobs picture, but the August decline in the national unemployment rate from 6.2 to 6.1% does not bring good news. A net 93,000 jobs were lost during the month, and the losses were not confined just to one area. 28,000 professional and business service jobs disappeared, and the ice-cold tech sector dropped another 16,000.
A federal employees union loses its latest bid to win collective bargaining rights for the nation's baggage screeners. In January, Transportation Security Administration Chief James Loy stripped the screeners of their full union rights, and on Friday, a federal district court judge dismissed a lawsuit brought by the American Federation of Government Employees challenging that decision. The case now heads back to the Federal Labor Relations Authority, which has already ruled once against the union.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with animals?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on, this is a commercial for a major radio network. We can do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune into the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
The Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Guy James. Give Guy a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Guy.
Hey, that's right. Don't panic. Mike's on vacation. Everything's cool. Just relax. We're going to talk from now till midnight tonight, and we're going to take care of the issues of the day, the ones that I know are bothering all you folks who are interested in political life, where this is... This is a Kobe Bryant-free zone, and also we don't have that. What's that murder out on the West Coast? Stacey Lacey or whatever. We're not going to talk about that either. We're going to talk about politics all night tonight. Unless you come up with something really terrific in the meantime. We were talking about Junior Bush's speech that he gave last night. Did you notice that deer in the headlight look? Did you ever see anybody that looked more like a whore in church giving a speech than Junior Bush does? I've never seen anything like it. It amazes me. I said, but you know, when I have to admit, when I first heard that he was running for president, I had a good chuckle over it. I really did. I thought, well, come on, that's kind of funny. You know, Junior Bush is going to run for president. It's kind of a joke. He'll get beat really bad and look like a fool, and I'm the one in looking like the fool. I couldn't believe the man got elected. A man with his intellect, a man with his past. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. But you know what it proves? It proves that the people of the United States just don't give a damn. That's what it proves. And that's probably the one thing I'm most ashamed of our nation right now is the fact that most of the people don't give a damn. it's our fault that we've got a leader like this right now. It's the fault of those who didn't take the time to check him out and thought, oh, he's a good guy, I'll vote for him, not knowing that he was actually an imbecile with a bunch of people pulling his strings who have evil intents. You didn't take time to find that out, did you, a lot of you folks on the right? But I digress. Going back to his speech last night, he was talking about protecting the homeland and uncovering sleeper cells in the United States. And we acted in Iraq, he says, where the former regime sponsored terror. Got any proof of that at all, Junior? None at all. And he says they possessed and used weapons of mass destruction. Possessed? Possessed, that's past tense. You liar. Where are they? That's past tense. You started the whole thing over this. You started the whole war over these weapons of mass destruction. Imminent threat. Remember those words, imminent threat? And you come up with nothing. Absolutely nothing. Regime change, weapon of mass destruction, programs of weapons of mass destruction. We wanted programs of weapons of mass destruction, and those tricky defectors were lying, and we only thought they had weapons of mass destruction. Liar. That's what they call people that tell little stories like he did last night. He went on to say, and for 12 years, they defined the clear demands of the United Nations Security Council. Odd you can say this. The UN Security Council demanded they get rid of weapons of mass destruction. Have they got any? Have they? Have you found them? No. Mr. Bush said our coalition, I love it every time he says that, our coalition enforced these international demands in one of the swiftest and most humane military campaigns in history. Humane. You might want to ask the Iraqi civilians how humane this invasion was. Thousands of them died needlessly, and this is humane. Millions of them have no electricity or water, walking around in human filth, and this is humane. Again, Mr. Bush, you are the consummate liar. You really are a liar without a conscience, even. We've got John from Long Beach on the phone right now. John, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
How you doing? Well, great. I think they should rename this country. Instead of United States of America, they should rename it the Corporate States of America.
Well, I'm inclined to say you've got a point there. We're certainly headed that way.
As far as blaming everybody in the country, there's a certain amount of blame to go around mostly because they don't pay attention. And a lot of these things I didn't realize were happening until they already happened. For instance, that when corporations were allowed to give money to political parties, we were on our way to run right then.
Absolutely.
And when they were given personhood, that about cinched it.
Yep, I couldn't agree more. You know, John, I have a lot of people think I've got a simplistic, bizarre view of campaign contributions, but I think it ought to be thusly. No one contributes a dime to any campaign. All the media should be required, whenever there's an election campaign, to donate a certain amount of time as a public service. You get your interview in the newspaper. You do a little radio interview. You maybe do a debate on TV. That's it. No corporate money whatsoever. No private money whatsoever. Let's just do it without money. I'd love to see that. I know there's some problems with that, but I think we could work it out. Still there, John?
They shouldn't be able to start politicking for an office until no more than 6 months from when the election is going to be.
Get so tired of it.
Or maybe even shorter than that.
Yeah.
If I may add to this doesn't have any bearing on the direct situation, but if I were the dictator for a short while, I would change the way the Congress and the Senate and everything is done. I would give three six-year terms to each party. I mean, to each houses. Otherwise, bring it up even. And for one thing, the other thing is, you know, because when in Congress, for instance, you're only allowed to serve 2 years before you have to run for office again. That means a person going into Congress, almost the first day he's in there, he or she has to start thinking about being reelected.
That's foremost on his mind constantly.
Yeah, and that's just, you know, so what we wonder why business doesn't get done. Well, that's part of it. Now, we need to restructure the whole damn thing.
Well, first of all, I agree.
We have to get rid of the bandits and the crooks that have taken over the White House and turned it into the Lion House.
Well, these folks have told a fib or two, and my only problem with it is I know there's a lot of lies that come out of Washington, but it seems this one isn't about oral sex or a blue stained dress or something that simple. These lies with this administration are serious, serious business, genuinely affecting the lives, the financial well-being, and the security of the people of the United States, and I think it's pretty doggone serious. John, we thank you for your call. Thank you so much for calling. We do appreciate it. Any of you can give us a call listening right now at 1-800-TALK-YES. 1-800-TALK-YES. We'd love to have your calls tonight. We've been talking about the Mr. Bush and his speech last night. I'd love to hear your views on the speech. Haven't had anybody really say much about it tonight. I wonder how many of you watched it. I made myself do it. I did. I wasn't going to do it, but I thought, well, you know, I owe it to my audience to listen to this speech so I can talk intelligently about it. And I took notes, sat down and analyzed it, and actually went through and went point by point and answered every one of Mr. Bush's points. I would love to have been on a podium right next to him and gotten equal time. I guarantee you it would have been a wholesale slaughter. It would have. There's nothing the man can say to defend many of the points. And we're going to look so stupid. I feel so ashamed right now. You know, where I live here in Southwest Florida, we get many, many visitors from around the world. We get many, many Europeans come here. The French come here. The British come here. Many Canadians come here. People from all over the world come here. It's a wonderful place to come for vacation and to live, I might add, all except for the political landscape. And it's almost embarrassing when you talk to, of course, when we talk to the Brits right now, we have a similar problem. We're able to talk to them on an even keel. But the French people that come around, I know what you're going to say about the French, but they've got a legitimate gripe. Chirac right now looking down his nose at Bush, got every right to. Has every right to look down his nose at Bush. I can't believe we're asking them for help. We've gone in there and started this horrendous mess. Asked for help in the beginning. They didn't want to give it. We told the whole world they were wrong. We told the whole world basically to take a hike. And now we're going to go back and tell them we need help. We need their money. We need their troops. Oh, no. And then if they do give it, we want to be in charge. What would you tell Bush if you were Chirac? What would you tell him? I know what I'd tell him. I don't know how to say it in French, but I can certainly say it in English, and I'd tell him to take a hike and something rather about when the sun don't shine, but he has it coming. We treated the rest of the world really badly, and the UN as well. Bush said last night for a generation leading up to September the 11th, 2001, terrorists and their radical allies attacked innocent people in the Middle East and beyond, without facing a sustained and serious response. Well, gee, I wonder who was helping finance for that whole generation, who was helping to finance and arm some of the people he mentioned here. Can you say Daddy Bush? Can you say Ronald Reagan helping to finance some of these people? Mm-hmm. Take a look at history. You'll see what happened there. Chuck from Irvine, California is on the line. Chuck, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks a lot, Guy. Glad to hear you tonight. Hey, one of the points I noted about the speech, which I just about fell out of my chair, he said the UN has the opportunity and the responsibility to come in. And I thought, wow, that is just the height of arrogance. I mean, he went in, declared them irrelevant, put everything on his timetable, set aside all of the requirements that the international community had put forth because the United States, or basically George Bush, knew better. And now, after he has created this unbelievable mess, which is going to cost us billions, of course, that's just the money side, who knows how many lives and how many years, and then to have the arrogance to say that the UN has the responsibility now to come in and clean this up for him. I just thought that was just the height of arrogance.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, responsibility is a word that the people on the right like to throw around a lot. You know, personal responsibility. And this administration knows nothing of the word responsibility. They have taken responsibility for absolutely nothing that's gone wrong in this whole administration. Not once.
Exactly. I mean, if they would at least step up and say, all right, we underestimated this, or maybe we made some poor assumptions. We've got a situation here we now all need to deal with. I could maybe have a little respect, but boy, that was phenomenal. And then,
and the condescending attitude about it as well. You go with a guy like Rumsfeld with that crappy grin on his face, looking down at everybody. You know, he underestimated the troop strength they really needed. He tried to do this on the cheap,
right?
And we shouldn't have been doing it at all. But he totally went against the military experts and tried to plan this thing as a civilian himself,
right.
And he was dead wrong.
Right, and even though the administration knows they're wrong in these points, they still, just because they made that original argument, they will not back down off it, even though they know it's costing more lives and making the situation far more dangerous. But because of their arrogance, they will not say, you know, Rumsfeld in point will not say, no, we do need more troops, even though he knows he does.
He wouldn't say it if it would save many lives. He wouldn't say it. He would
let
people die.
Pretty pathetic. And then just a final point real quick, Guy, is if the Democrats, I mean, I heard it on one of the newscasts, they're saying this is the new front on the war on terror. The Democrats need to come back and say this is not the front or the new front of the war on terror. This is the invasion of Iraq. It has nothing to do with a new front of the war on terror. And for them in Congress to be saying we're now going to be funding the front of the war on terror is just ridiculous. They've just shifted the argument over to cater to this. It's unbelievable.
You're absolutely right. The new front. You're trying to put a new dress on an old dog here. I mean,
it just
doesn't work. It just it doesn't work at all. They will not take responsibility. They will not claim they've done anything wrong. I tell you, I could never possibly express the real contempt I have for these people. I try to stay back from it and look at it, give them the benefit of the doubt when I can. And I just don't see the chance to do it. I hate to be negative about it all the time. It makes me feel bad. It really
Well, I'm with you, Guy.
Thank you so much for your call. I do appreciate it. I really do. Yeah, the fact that they're going to the UN right now. Richard Pearl, one of the wonderful PNAC group, along with Paul Wolfowitz and Bill Kristol, Jeb Bush, Rumsfeld, all these Cheney, all these people that signed this Progress for a New American Century cabal deal back in the mid-90s, early 90s, actually, wrote a piece back in the early spring of this year, the UN is dead. Aren't we glad? Uh-huh. Yeah, and now we're begging. Mike from San Diego is on the line. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing? Good job tonight.
Lots of people in California listening tonight.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of important things going on these days out here.
You bet.
But the reason I'm calling about Junior's speech last night. You wanted some impressions about it. And I don't know if you were or are a fan of the band The Talking Heads. Are you familiar with them?
The band The Talking Heads?
Yes.
Nah, gee whiz. You know, I hate to disappoint you, but I'm like a Sinatra guy.
Well, maybe
Elton
some of the
John,
listeners.
You know, Sinatra.
Yeah, maybe some of the listeners out there will do, but they did a movie that was called back in the mid-80s.
I remember that movie. I do.
It's Talking Sense, and there was a piece in it where the band leader, David Byrne, dressed in this big, huge white suit, and he was dancing on stage. And last night, that was the impression I got. I got of a guy whose suit was too big for him, whose head was too little, who the room seemed to engulf and dwarf and completely overpower him, who looked absolutely, like you say, deer with the headlights look. He was completely out of his league, was the impression I got.
Let me tell you, when that guy walks down through that White House, through the halls of those pictures of past presidents looking at him, he is dwarfed. He's dwarfed in every category that comes along. The guy, he's mentally dwarfed by every last one of them. They said Buchanan wasn't that smart, but this boy, I think Buchanan would probably make him look like Albert Einstein.
Absolutely. Helen Thomas was right when she said that he is the worst president in American history already. And he's only been in office for, you know, 2.5 years, you know?
Oh, he's got a chance to improve upon that. He's got another year to go.
Well,
he can do a lot of damage in a year.
Yeah, I don't think our country can take much longer after that.
Hey, we got a hard break coming up right now. We do thank you for listening, and we thank you for your call. Guy James sitting in for Mike Malloy tonight. Give us a call. Let us know what you think about that fabulous speech last night. You're listening to the IE America Network. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Hi, Tom Baudet from Motel 6. Some websites use outrageous gimmicks to attract visitors, like click here and get three wishes. But at Motel6.com, they have click six web bargains that save you even more off the lowest price of any national chain. And you can only get them when you book online. Sorry, no three wishes, but you will have more money. That's usually wish number one anyway. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. And a core hotel.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Hi, I'm Steven Sack, and I host the Employees Lawyer Show on IE America Radio Network. We take calls from people all over the United States, and we help them in their job problems. So if you ever wondered what job rights you have and how to fight back, I'm the guy to call.
Listen to Steven at his new time on Sundays from 9 a.m. until noon and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight.
For more information on my show or other shows on the IE America Radio Network, go to IEAmericaRadio.com. It's the best advice I can give.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda. I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal.
Anaconda. Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Yeah.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Picklesbush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy Show. This is Laura Picklesbush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda. I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal.
Anaconda. Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
The Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Guy James. Give Guy a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Guy.
Well, yeah, I am Guy James. I don't know how special, though. Special guest host. Oh, my. That's pretty highfalutin, don't you think, for an old country boy? Hey, glad to be with you this afternoon. Coming to you from Naples, Florida, by way of Detroit, Michigan, and the IE America studios. So glad to have you along with us today. Lots of calls from California this evening. Oh, hey, it's only about, 10 o'clock? About 7, 5 minutes till 7 out in California. So they're still having dinner and all that, and must be driving to and from the restaurants in their cars. That's why we've got a lot of callers from there tonight. Looking for your calls about the speech last night. The speech. It always appears to me that behind the door or off to the side or wherever, that Karl Rove is over there. Now, come on, George. You got to go out and talk to him. No, please, please, Karl, don't make me go out there against. No, George, it'll be all right. You got to go out. You just go out there and look at the teleprompter. You can read. We didn't put any big words on there, George. You can read them. Don't you worry. And, I'll be right here to prompt you if anything goes wrong. And so, did you see him last night? Did you? You know what? That speech last night, he knows he's in trouble. There's no question. His electability numbers are headed south in a hurry. And, we all understand why. And come on, a lot of you Republicans, and I know you're there. I know you're listening. We get plenty of letters from you. You're starting to worry, aren't you? You're starting to think your boy has had it. He's toast. And he is. He is. He really is. We got, who do we have on the line right now? We've got Mike from, Gene from Vermont. Gene, welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you tonight?
Glad to have you with us.
Thank you. I wanted to call and make a few comments about the speech last night. One of the things that really stood out to me and I thought spoke to exactly how Bush and a lot of the right-wingers feel about the Iraqis is that he referred to the rest of us as the civilized world. And he did that several times, inferring that they are not a part of the civilized world or are not civilized.
You know, that's a great observation, Gene. It really is. You're right.
It is the cradle of civilization.
Yep.
And we all came from there, and we need to respect these people. The second thing that concerns me is I don't hear any talk about the number of dollars that any of the nations that are in the coalition are donating to this effort or that we are asking them for any. I only hear about dollars coming from America, and I wonder how many dollars Britain is giving or the Poles are giving. And, in fact, I believe that we are supporting many of these companies or countries and purchasing their soldiers as militia.
All right. Well, Gene, we thank you very much for your comments. We're going to talk a little bit more about that after we break for the news at the top of the hour. We thank you for your call, and we'll be back in just a few minutes after the news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the IE American Network. Stay tuned now.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Yes, I'm calling about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Indiana's governor has been a Democrat for the decades. He's been a public servant, but Republicans in Indiana have nothing but kind words to say about the man who's currently in a Chicago hospital after collapsing this morning. Indiana House Republican leader Brian Bosma says they're praying for Frank O'Bannon's full recovery.
I personally respect Frank O'Bannon greatly. He has given almost his entire adult life towards service.
O'Bannon had been set to deliver welcoming remarks to the U.S. Midwest Japan Conference at the Palmer House Hilton Hotel when he became ill and was rushed to the hospital. Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards says President Bush is too cozy with big business leaders. The North Carolina senator spoke to a union convention in Washington.
He believes, he absolutely believes, that if you take care of people at the top, somehow the whole country is going to do better. Well, he's wrong. America works best when it works for all of us.
Edwards, a former trial lawyer, has decided not to seek re-election to the Senate so he can focus more attention on his presidential campaign. Renewed fears of a possible terrorist strike in New York City are prompting police to add extra patrols on the city's subways. Scott Salato has details from police headquarters in Manhattan.
More chatter among suspected terrorists is leading to more cops in the subway.
We have a variety of tactics and means that we use. You'll see a lot of officers in particular stations at particular times and then move. We call it our surge approach.
Police Commissioner Ray Kelly says extra cops will patrol high-profile subway stops like Penn and Grand Central stations, plus include random inspections of subway cars. Kelly says there are no specific threats. Scott Salato, New York.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patented active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Daimler Chrysler workers are bracing themselves for more layoffs. CEO Dieter Zetsche is in Germany to announce a new revitalization plan to stop the automaker's flow of red ink and jumpstart sales. James Kane, who's an hourly worker at Chrysler's truck assembly plant in Warren, Michigan, tells WDIV-TV that he's sure layoffs are to come.
Oh, naturally. Mm-hmm. And I would expect more white collar, you know, the higher end, because what are they actually doing for the bottom line? We're working our butts off.
The automaker posted a $1.1 billion second quarter loss this year, just 1 year after a turnaround plan had returned the automaker to profitability.
One ringy-dingy. Oh, is this the party to whom I am speaking? Ernestine Tomlin here, WebEx Communications Visionary. I want to tell you about the new ringy-dingy, online meetings from WebEx. With WebEx, you share real-time voice, video, and data all through your browser. It's the world's richest web conferencing experience. Use WebEx and kick your competition in the tush. Visit me today at WebEx.com. I have something to show you.
A 19-year-old who admitted stealing trade secrets from DirecTV's $25 million smart card technology was sentenced in a Los Angeles courtroom today. Richard Santiago has the outcome.
Prosecutor James Berto says Igor Serebriani posted the technology on the Internet and became famous among hackers.
This case was unusual in that the defendant himself did not profit monetarily by the theft. Instead, he profited by the satisfaction he obtained helping a pirate community get into the DirecTV access cards.
He was sentenced to 5 years probation and 6 months house arrest. He also had to pay over $146,000. In Los Angeles, I'm Richard Santiago.
Stocks finished the session in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 83 points to 95.86. The NASDAQ reached its highest level in about a year and a half with a 30-point spike to 1889. The S&P 500 was up 10 points to 1032. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ask Shirley MacLaine, and she may tell you she was Marie Antoinette or even Zeus in another life. Believe that or not, I'll tell you about some real automotive reincarnations when I come back. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. You won't need a seance to see where your old car might have gone. Just drive to your new car dealer, because 12 million vehicles were recycled last year. Thanks to Open Loop Recycling, any scrap of steel liquefied in the process melting furnace can be reformed into any shape. That means fenders of old Crown Vicks or Caprices might reincarnate as hoods of brand new Mercedes. And like the mythological Phoenix, steel conquers its trial by fire and is actually strengthened in the recycling process. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
With special guest host Guy James. Give Guy a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937.
Pick up that phone and call us at 1-800-TALK-YES. You are required to call in tonight. Do you understand? I know you've all got issues with the president's... Oh, geez, I hate to say that. I said it, the president. Junior Bush's speech he gave last night, the pseudo-president, we should say, the faux president, the runner-up in the election the last time, the occupant of the White House, many terms we used to, but I hate to call him that thing I just did before. Sorry, that slipped out. Somebody said something to me earlier today about criticizing the president, and actually it was a Democrat that said this to me, a gentleman that prefers to take the high road at all times. Well, that might have been good 40 years ago, might have been good 30 years ago, maybe even 20 years ago, taking the high political road, but it isn't anymore. And folks, I make no bones about it. I'm a Democrat. Huh? I am. I'm a Democrat. Have been all my life. And I think a party that won't criticize the incumbent president can't defeat him. Not now, not a year from now. A party that's got nothing to say about unfair tax breaks, vanishing surplus, a looted economy. Can't expect anyone to listen when they ask for votes. A party without that passion or without that vision is hardly a political party at all. So if you hear me talk about the president in a critical way, hey, tough noogies, that's the way I feel about it. I have nothing but contempt for the man. I have nothing but contempt for anybody high up in his administration. And I have nothing but utter contempt for all the policies that he's come out with regarding this war. Judy from Illinois is on the line right now. Judy, welcome to the program. Glad to have you with us. Yes, go ahead.
Anything wrong with what you said?
Pardon me?
What I'm disappointed is we're just a few days from the anniversary of September 11th again.
Yes.
And we still have not investigated 9/11 properly. We know who was responsible for it. I'm not convinced. And it's very sad that he ignored the families and didn't talk about them and say he would get Ben Laden or... you know, like he was yelling 2 years ago on the top of the rubble pile there in New York City. Instead, they've issued terrorist alerts. And New Yorkers are going to have to live with that and the anniversary. And these people have been under such stress, and I would like to tell them that I'm thinking about them.
Well, you know, we spent $50 million and a few months investigating the shuttle crash, and we've gotten to the bottom of it. And there was, seven people died in that, and it was a horrible tragedy. It was. But we got right on that. We investigated it right away. And as far as I know, the investigation is over with, all wrapped up as much as they can find out. But we've done nothing, literally nothing for these people.
I don't think they really investigated the shuttle very well either.
Well, they found out.
They should wants to build a new one and put a weapon on it, you know.
Well, but the people in New York have gotten a short shrift of all this. There's been, actually, the Bush administration has fought this investigation tooth and nail all the way and trying to keep that out of the press. First of all, they wanted Henry Kissinger to be involved in the investigation, which is a royal joke. I wouldn't trust Henry Kissinger with a dollar bill, let alone to investigate something like that. The man's a criminal. But... yeah, it's the memories of the people.
They wouldn't give them information.
No, they've shut the investigation down every way they can. I don't know what it is. I wish I knew. I wish it were.
Everybody knows that they're hiding something, and you know there are only 1,000 people who signed up for that money from the government.
That's right.
They want out of the 3,000 or so, because they want to know. They want investigations.
You're right. I heard somebody on the news today saying that they weren't going to take the money because they'd have to sign off, and they don't want to sign off without answers. And who can blame a family?
That one woman said she wants to know why Bush just sat there while her husband was dying. And I think she deserves an answer. We all deserve an answer.
Yeah, everybody ought to remember that Bill Clinton got back to Washington, D.C. from Australia quicker than George Bush did from Florida. They ought to remember that.
WOL as commander in chief, and now I hear he's making a movie up in Canada about 9/11. I mean, can he employ American workers? He's going to Canada to make a movie.
What movie are you talking about?
It was on the web today. The president's making a movie up in Toronto.
The president is.
Mm-hmm.
About what?
About his role in 9/11. He's trying to rewrite history, I suppose.
Oh, my. You suppose we're going to see that plane, that picture of him on the plane looking out the window, very concerned-like, that they're going to use to make political hay? They're selling those pictures, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy one from the Republican National Committee. You're right. It's the 9/11 attack is a whitewash. It's going to remain a whitewash as long as the Bush administration's in there. They're making no attempt to check it out, and we owe the dead and the families of that a lot more than that. Thank you so much for your call, Judy. We appreciate it. We've got Jeff from Brooklyn on the phone. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hi, guy.
Glad to have you with
us this
evening.
I had a different topic, but listening to your previous caller about the movie in Canada, you do understand that was the Showtime movie, DC 9/11, that aired last night.
No, I missed that.
That was an extraordinary piece of propaganda. portraying Bush as a decisive, take-charge leader in the events of 9/11. You would think, looking at this movie, that he heard the word about the second plane hitting and just got up and took charge, whereas all of us who have seen the actual video know that he sat in that classroom for 23 minutes after hearing of the second tower being hit. He knew the first tower had been hit before he went in.
And he said later, didn't he say later that he'd seen it on TV, the first one?
But that's such minor BS from these people. But I did want to talk about the quote-unquote speech last night from the miserable failure, or MF, as we should always refer to him. The most stunning part of that monologue for me was when he said, we've caught or killed two-thirds of the Al-Qaeda leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Now, stay with me on this. Weren't we told that Al-Qaeda are shadowy figures hiding in caves? And we've got
That's
a head
right.
count?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we've got
yeah,
a head count? Now, and then I wonder, I mean, because he doesn't really go into specifics, because, of course, a fact would make him break out in a rash. But are these the Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan where we were looking for them? Are these the Al-Qaeda in Iraq where they suddenly are? Or are these the Al-Qaeda in Muncie, Indiana? Are these the Al-Qaeda in Indonesia? Where are these numbers coming from? And
they must not be the ones in the caves and the holes that we said we were going to smoke them out. Remember that?
2 years.
We're going to smoke them out and get them?
2 years we're looking for Osama bin Forgotten, you know?
Yeah.
And say the other thing that your last caller was, I'll go into more detail. She was talking about Kristen Brottweiser, who is one of the leading voices of the families of the 9/11 victims, an extraordinary, articulate woman, a lawyer. There's a book out, I think it's Gail Sheehy, but I'm not positive, that profiles her life and some of the other 9/11 widows. She has been one of those in-your-face, give us answers, give us answers, give us answers. And she reviewed that Showtime debacle and basically said, you know, that it was garbage. And, of course, they didn't tell you that George W. Bush sat listening to a goat story while her husband burned alive in the second tower. Whereas if the government had taken action immediately on the most... You have to understand, everybody thinks about, oh, the plane hit the tower. Well, long before the plane hit the tower, four planes went off course. That means that the NORAD must step in. That means that interceptors must be put up. Before there was ever even knowledge of hijackings, there should have been interceptors.
And that's the proper protocol.
That's the law.
That's right.
That's the law. And it didn't happen for four simultaneously hijacked planes that morning. It never happened before.
And yet no one has said, oh, I'm sorry, we made a horrendous mistake.
Not a head is rolled.
No.
Not a reprimand at all. What she was saying was that, you know, the inaction caused... See, because her husband was in the second tower. The entire second tower should have survived. Because on the first impact, they should have said, evacuate, now, out. We know this scenario. This is terrorism. Go, go, go. Instead, they were told, go back to your desks. They went back to their desks, and they died.
Well, and I'll tell you one thing. I can't see myself going back to my desk on that day knowing a plane hit the building next to me. Can you?
Well, I can't imagine what I would have felt on September 10th. 2 years later, obviously. I mean, I was at work today, and I felt a rumble under my seat, and I wanted to grab my... my firm gives us a bag with flashlight, gas mask. I was like, what's going on? You know? Because that's what you do in New York. And now we're under threat again. I have to worry about going to work tomorrow because there's going to be bioterrorism in the subway on the F train. Like, leave me alone. I just want to get through my day and come home and watch Boy Meets Boy.
but could you see the towers from where you live?
I saw the towers every I mean could I see them on a day-to-day basis?
On the day that this happened, and you could see them every day in the skyline from where,
absolutely.
You live?
Again, I live in Brooklyn on the very first elevated platform of the F train, which meant that I had this magnificent view of Lower Manhattan, whether I was going into work. If I was going into work, I had a magnificent view of the very tip in the Statue of Liberty. When I came home, I had a magnificent view, including the World Trade Center, et cetera, et cetera. When I finally got back to Brooklyn that night, I was walking toward the Brooklyn Bridge that afternoon, you know, down into the smoke and the dust, and these hospital people standing out in front of these hospitals with gurneys and equipment, and no patients.
Wow.
And I was walking downtown, and I had you know, a radio, Walkman radio, and I found out that my train was gone back to be. So I got
the train. Yep, we got a hard break coming up in 20 seconds.
But when we came out of the subway to the light, everyone looked where the Trade Center was and just went, Enjoy your run of the Mike Malloy guy. Talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate hearing from you. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Guy James filling in for Mike Malloy on the IE America Network.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Sometimes political posturing reaches a level that makes me go from merely gritting my teeth to wanting to puke. That's precisely how I feel as I see the White House engaged in a vile, disgusting betrayal of America's military veterans. Yes, the very Bushites who constantly exhort you and me to support our troops and who crassly pose George W. in front of the troops for his political gain, these duplicitous game players are going all out to kill legislation that would give a simple measure of fairness to some 700,000 disabled and desperate veterans. These are frontline career soldiers who were injured in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and other wars. Yet under an old law, these aging veterans are having their retirement pay docked for every dollar they get in disability benefits. In short, they are forced to pay for their own disabilities, which they incurred in military service to their country. A large bipartisan majority in Congress supports a bill to fix this, providing full pension and disability for these deserving vets. Bush himself promised in the 2000 campaign to rectify the unfairness, and he pledged just before being sworn in that, quote, "Promises made to our veterans will be promises kept." He lied. The White House now promises to veto the bill. Pentagon Chief Donnie Rumsfeld even went to Congress in July to tell lawmakers personally that Bush would slap the vets with the veto, declaring that the bill's $5 billion a year cost would break the budget. The bitter unfairness and raw stupidity of that statement is breathtaking. Rumsfeld routinely throws hundreds of billions of dollars at fat cat Pentagon contractors to make overpriced and unneeded weaponry, but when it comes to real need and doing what's right, he suddenly turns into a penny pincher. This is Jim Hightower saying, let's not just puke, let's support the vets. Call the White House comment line, 202-456-1111.
We're back. It's the Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Guy James. Give Guy a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Guy. To
everything. Glad to have you back with us. 1-800-TALK-YES, sitting in for Mike Malloy tonight. Glad to have you along with us on this beautiful evening here in Southwest Florida. I hope it's as nice where you are as it is here tonight. Always like to leave you with little tidbits here and there. I love finding these. I do, and I like to back them up with facts. As you know, if you're a regular listener of mine on our regular show, I'm no big fan of Rush Limbaugh. He says he's the most dangerous man in America. I definitely agree with him. I put him, I don't have a very kind view of Mr. Limbaugh. I definitely think he's the most dangerous man in America. I think he's the biggest propagandist that ever lived. I think in the Second World War he would have looked good in one of those uniforms. I think he was the master of propaganda. There's no one ever been better at propaganda. But there's so many ladies that seem to like Rush Limbaugh, not because he's particularly good-looking, because he is not. But he has all the right-wing ladies on his side. And gals, I just want to let you know what Rush really thinks of you. Quote he made here very recently, feminism, and I quote, feminism was established to allow unattractive women easier access to the mainstream of society. That's what Rush Limbaugh thinks of you, ladies. Yeah. We've got a caller on the line. We've got Art from Florida on the line right now. Art, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hello?
Good.
Yeah,
Armin, I'm sorry.
Armin, yeah.
Yes.
There's a scandal brewing down here in Florida about the gangster oil party and the contract for the Florida lottery system. It seems that Jeb gave his cronies some special favoritism for the contract, even though their bid wasn't the lowest to take over the lottery funds.
Well, now I have a hard time with that because I don't think any of the Bush people would do anything unethical. I really got my tongue in my cheek on that one, my friend. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, really. I haven't heard that.
Well, you know, the way it's come to my attention, in my opinion, by observing the media, the way it works is when the story's on the back page, that's the elite establishment making a suggestion. When it's in the middle, that's kind of a threat. And when it's on the front page of the newspapers, like if they start doing that to W, which stands for Weasel, then we know he's really on the way out.
Yeah,
and this was like in the middle of the paper, and it was talking about they put it up for bid, contracts to handle the lottery money for the school system. And it turns out some gangster oil party members that are cozy with Jeb ended up getting the contracts. Their bid was considerably higher. And, of course, the Bush crime family did a real – they bore you to death with language. If they can't outright steal your money, they confuse you with, words, you know, in great length. And the articles to explain it, it just absolutely bores you, you know. It goes in circles. And that's basically what they have accomplished in the middle of the paper where the story is, you know, detailed how about why it's justifiable to pay the gangster oil party members more money than a lower bid to handle the funds for the schools for the lottery money.
Well, Jeb, there's no question that Jeb Bush, weasel that he is, sees this as his own private little fiefdom down here, just as his brother saw Texas as a place to rob and pillage and reward his cronies in Texas. Between the two of them, they've done a number on two of the largest states in the country.
And it's not just that. I'd like, if I have time, I'd like to go to other points, too. One, did he say last night on TV? I didn't watch it because I can't stand to watch him anymore. Did he say on TV that his pals at Halliburton, Cheney, and all these defense contractors wanted some more no-bid contracts over there? Or
He never mentioned Halliburton last night. How unusual.
Well, I mean, you know, they've been getting no-bid contracts. That's outrageous. You know, where's all this money been going for this supposedly security thing, this homeland security? I mean, why should we be expected to trust these people when most of them have failed in the private sector when they have to compete the way most people in this country have to compete, you know, with competition?
You're right. We got to stop for a hard break right now. You're absolutely right. They've made a mess of their business, but the government bails them out because of their cronies. Thanks very much for your call. You're listening to the IE America Network. We'll be back after the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned, won't you?
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Rapid growth in irrigation is putting a strain on some water resources. An advocate argues for incentives to help farmers conserve. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Since 1949, American agriculture has seen a 25-fold increase in the use of irrigation. Jim Kleinschmidt is with the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy in Minneapolis. He says irrigation and suburban sprawl constrain groundwater supplies even in the Great Lakes region.
This loss of farmland combined with increased irrigation and withdrawal pressure on groundwater is really starting to be a concern, and you're seeing it in places within the basin where there are already wells are dropping, the water tables are dropping, there's becoming shortages.
And calls for tighter regulation. Michigan, for example, is considering a law to give municipal water supplies priority over agriculture. The move follows recent incidents where wells ran dry during times of heavy irrigation. But Kleinschmidt says it's unfair to simply blame farmers for water shortages. He says farmland also helps recharge groundwater supplies. Rain falling on cropland percolates down, unlike rain falling on city streets or parking lots.
A lot of people are looking at agriculture merely as the largest user, and our response is it has more roles than that. But it's also, can we look at this system, instead of looking at it from a regulatory perspective, can we see what kind of mechanisms, be they incentives or what have you, could be put in place at maybe a lower cost, but certainly at a bigger benefit to the farming communities, which are already struggling.
Kleinschmidt says farmers would respond to incentives to help conserve water. That could mean a break in the cost of more efficient irrigation systems or support for growing crops that require less water. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick Dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal
Narwhal.
Talk. We talk Australia. About what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Ostrich.
Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Vampire.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune into the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
We're back. It's the
The Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Guy James. Give Guy a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Guy.
I'm really disappointed this evening. Where's all of our right-wing friends, you lurkers out there that like to hang around and call in once in a while? Where are you this evening? I wanted you to call in and, you know, let us know about all the good things that you think your boy is doing there in Washington. You know, one of my favorite things that I've seen about this this guy in the White House so far has been it's come from David Rubenstein, one of the members of the Carlyle Group. You remember him? He's in the Carlyle Group with Pappy Bush and lots of other former members of the government here, and John Major from England and all that. Anyway, you know, they're big arms dealers and all, making a fortune off of this war and other wars. David Rubenstein says, and I quote, they came to me and said, look, there's a guy who would like to be on the board on the Carlyle Group. He said he's kind of down and on his luck a bit. This is a few years back, folks. He's kind of down on his luck a bit. He needs a job. He needs a board position. Needs some board positions. This is how that works, you know. Quoting again, could you put him on the board, pay him a salary, and he'll be a good board member and be a loyal vote for the management and so forth? Well, Rubenstein goes on to say, I said, well, we're not usually in that business, but okay, let me meet the guy. I met the guy. I said, I don't think he adds much value. We'll put him on the board because, you know, we'll do a favor for this guy. He's done a favor for us. We put him on the board, and he spent 3 years. Came to all the meetings, told a lot of jokes, not that many clean ones. And after a while, I kind of said to him, after about 3 years, you know, I'm not sure this is really for you, I said to him. Maybe you should do something else, because I don't think you're adding that much value to the board. You don't know that much about the company. He's talking about the Carlyle Group here, folks. He said, well, I think I'm getting out of this business anyway, and I don't really like it that much, so I'm probably going to resign from the board. And I said, thanks. Didn't think I'd ever see him again. His name is George W. Bush. He became president of the United States. So, you know, if you said to me, name 25 million people who maybe could become president of the United States, he wouldn't have been in that category. So you never know. Anyway, I haven't been invited to the White House for anything. So that's from David Rubenstein from the Carlyle Group, talking about the president of the United States, George W. Bush. My, oh, my. He sure impressed him at the Carlyle Group, didn't he? Ah, he impresses everybody with his business acumen. He was so good in business before he got in. He was so good as the governor of Texas. Bankrupted that state. They're broke. Got the worst schools in the country. Worst pollution in the country. And he's done it to the whole nation. He set such a good example in Texas that he decided, well, let's do it on a bigger scale. And he has. He really has. I hope you heard the speech last night. I looked forward to it for 2 days after I heard about it. I was in that camp. Some people had me almost convinced that he was going to say something about finding some weapons of mass destruction. But it turns out he didn't have anything to say, and after I thought about it a while, I thought, well, how could he? He's got that David Kay over there now, who is a former weapons inspector, looking around, and I thought, well, maybe they have finally got something planted. But I don't think they're going to be able to pull that off now, and even if they do, it couldn't be anything major enough to make it look like imminent danger. So I think they're hung with the liar thing, and it's going to be interesting to watch and see how they get out of this. As far as getting out of this lie about the weapons of mass destruction, I don't think they will. So, how are they going to weasel? They're good weasel people. Last night during the speech, I was going on, and we were talking about that earlier in the program. Mr. Bush said they know that as democracy rises in Iraq, all of their hateful ambitions will fall like the statues of the former dictator. And that's why 5 months after we liberated Iraq, a collection of killers is desperately trying to undermine Iraq's progress and throw the country into chaos. Liberated, George? I don't think the people there are liberated. I think if you ask them in all the interviews I've seen, they don't look very liberated to me. They don't sound very liberated to me. He went on to say some of the attackers are former members of the old Saddam regime who fled the battlefield and now fight in the shadows. Can you say guerrilla war, George? You and Mr. Rumsfeld have denied that all along. Can you say mission accomplished again? Remember that? You remember going out on the USS Abraham Lincoln and saying mission accomplished? Didn't mention that last night, did you? Didn't hear you say mission accomplished again last night. He went on to talk about some of the attackers being foreign terrorists who come to Iraq to pursue the war on America and other free nations. You know, those terrorists, there's no evidence they were in Iraq before, but now they're falling all over themselves trying to get into Iraq to try and attack Americans. He did this whole thing to make us safer here in this country and to make our people safer. I don't see any evidence of that. Do any of you feel safer? Do you? Do any of the listeners right now, do you feel safer on account of this war in Iraq? Do you feel safer on account of this war in Afghanistan? Let's face it, this Iraq deal was not a war. It was an invasion. This country had been pounded for 12 years with sanctions. They were virtually defenseless. We knew that. They couldn't have defended themselves against the, like I always say, the Rhode Island National Guard. And I don't mean to disparage the Rhode Island National Guard. I'm sure it's a good group, but they're not very big. But, you know, here we are, sitting with the mightiest military on earth, spending billions and billions and billions of dollars on it. And now I'm beginning to wonder, and I wonder what you feel about it, is this military the right kind of military now? Do we need the aircraft carriers and the F-14s and everything to fight people like the Taliban and Al-Qaeda? Will those sorts of weapons, will they bode well for the type of wars and confrontations we're going to have to fight from now on? I don't think so. It seems to me a massive shift in the military is going to have to come about. We're going to have to take a serious look at where we spend our money. You know, are the missiles millions and millions of dollars, billions of dollars, actually, worth of missiles and so forth? Are they going to do us any good anymore? Did they do us any good in Iraq? Not really. We destroyed a lot of infrastructure in Iraq. And now we're going to have to pay to build it back up again. And we're going to have to beg the rest of the world to help us do it. And they're in the process of doing that right now. You can call us, by the way, at 1-800-TALK-YES. 1-800-TALK-YES on the IE America Network tonight. We're filling in for Mike Malloy. He's on vacation this week, in case you didn't know that. Talking about the speech last night of the president. Mr. Bush said last night the violence is directed not only against our coalition, but against anyone in Iraq who stands for decency and freedom and progress. There he goes again. Poor stupid George. Perhaps somebody should have told you there were three major factions in Iraq that had no love for each other. And Saddam was keeping them from going to war with each other. And maybe if stupid George had known this, he and his advisors would have made a plan to keep it from happening after this confrontation was over. But, of course, they didn't. They had the plans to go in. And I still would love to know what they were thinking. It's obviously they were totally wrong about after the confrontation was over. But what were they thinking? Anybody know? We've got a caller on the line. We've got Mike from upstate New York. Mike, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I heard his speech yesterday, and as usual, Junior said nothing because Junior had nothing to say. But it bothers me to even say what I'm getting ready to say, but, you know, I want our guys home as soon as we can get them home. I protested in the streets against them going there. I'm going to be attending the protest against them being there. And so, yeah, I want our guys home. But at the same time, as a world citizen, I can understand the world flipping us off on this one and just walking away and saying, hey, you didn't need us before. Why do you need us now?
Yep.
You know, it's just kind of funny to see Junior eat crow from beak to feet and nobody say anything.
Yeah, wouldn't you love to be a little birdie in Colin Powell's briefcase when he goes in to talk to these guys?
Oh, he's going to get a 10-handed.
What's he going to say?
Please, yeah, pretty please. It would be nice.
Yeah, I mean, these countries are always look up to us in the past, they have, and I'm sure they've treated us with a great deal of respect. and international relations. But now they can pretty much look at Colin Powell and say, "Hey, bud, bite it. You know, we don't care what you say." And who would blame them?
Right. And the other thing is, if you're noticing, when you look at our room, our coalition partners, our coalition of the willing, if you notice who these states are, these are all countries that are used to being client states. They were all ex-Soviet client states. So the Soviet Union's gone, hey, we need somebody to be our best friend and hand us money. And we're literally buying their soldiers. I mean, they're not kicking any money, and they're saying, okay, you can have the soldiers, but you've got to equip them, you've got to feed them, you've got to get them there, and you've got to get them home. Oh, yeah, and while you're at it, pay them, too. Well, I mean, why don't we just rent the French Foreign Legion and save time?
Right. It's for many of these smaller nations that are involved, it's a rent-a-soldier program. It's exactly what it was, the coalition of the bought and paid for. You're exactly right.
Have a good night.
Thanks so much for calling. We do appreciate it. How foolish are we going to look? How foolish does Colin Powell look? I know some of you looking at me when I say this and go, what? I really did used to have respect for Colin Powell. If you would have asked me 3 years ago who my favorite Republican was, if I was going to give you a straight answer, I would have laughed and said there's no such thing as a favorite Republican. But down deep in my heart, I would have said Colin Powell's a good man with ethics and morals, and I think he's a good man. Oh, my God, was I wrong. I'll admit it, I was dead wrong. Obviously, the man has no ethics. He's obviously got no pride whatsoever. None. For him to go in front of the UN like he did earlier this year and give that speech, and you know, he's an intelligent man, if nothing else. He had to know damn well that he was sitting there telling the biggest pack of lies that anybody had ever got up in front of the UN and tried to convince the UN of. You know, he had to know that. He's smarter than that. Tried to get away with it, and he must have thought they would get away with it. And now that they didn't, I honestly don't know how the man can show his face in public. I really don't. I thought he should have resigned. I, to be truthful, I expected that he would resign. And yet he's hanging on. So every day that he stays in office, I've got less and less respect. I have no respect for him left whatsoever. None. Probably the biggest disappointment of the Bush administration to me that they ruined a man that, at least in my mind, I thought had some scruples. But it's obvious he doesn't. It's obvious none of them do. I mean, let's face it. They've gone along with this lie. They've stuck with it. They haven't admitted any responsibility. They've taken no responsibility with anything that's gone wrong. And let's face it, everything's gone wrong with the so-called war on terror. And they've taken no responsibility whatsoever. A word they just love to throw around at Democrats earlier. Personal responsibility. You know, they always, during the Clinton debacle there at the end when they were impeaching, personal responsibility. They just nail Democrats with that every day, every day, every day. But they've forgotten all about that now. Hey, we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-TALK-YES. 1-800-TALK-YES. You can get into the show tonight. We're talking about that magnificent speech Mr. Bush gave last night. Absolutely a magnificent speech. Wonder who's writing his speech for him right now. I think, somebody from South Park or one of those shows. His speeches are just idiotic anymore. And you can tell he doesn't have a great speech writer anymore, because that one last night was, it was junior high level, let's face it. But then again, how do you write a great speech for a guy like that? You've got to write kind of a seventh grade speech for him in order to understand it and deliver it. It's got to be very basic. And it was. And he read it okay. He only missed several words. But you always get the, remember the old readers when, you youngsters won't remember that, but when I was in school, the old, I can't think of the names of them anymore. They weren't weekly readers, but Run, Dick, Run, See Jane, Run, all that. That's the kind of speeches you need to write for this George W. Bush. He's an ignoramus occupying the White House. Never thought I'd see the day. Never really thought I'd see the day. But his speech last night, aside from being boring, it was insulting. It was insulting to our young men and women who are over in Iraq right now. One part of the speech, he said, 2 years ago, I told the Congress of the country that the war on terror would be a lengthy war. a different kind of war, fought on many fronts in many places, and Iraq is now the central front. Yeah, it's a total waste of lives of our young men and women. Central front is Iraq. They're all gathering there to attack our young men and women. He said enemies of freedom are making a desperate stand there, and they must be defeated. You know, George, they aren't enemies of freedom. They're now enemies of George W. Bush and the Progress for a New American Century gang. Those are these people's enemy, not the freedom-loving people of the United States. They don't have anything against freedom. Hell, why would they have anything against freedom? Everybody on earth loves freedom. Mr. Bush, once again, tried to pave the way and say this will take time and require sacrifice. Oh, yeah. But who's going to do the sacrificing? Not going to be any sacrificing from any of your friends, rich friends, are there, George, huh? You going to have any personal sacrifice? Anybody in your family going to have any personal sacrifice? You have anybody personally involved in your family or any of the congressmen's family in this war? No, you're much too good for that sort of thing, aren't you? Much too good for that sort of thing. And then Mr. Bush went on to say, we will do what is necessary, we will spend what is necessary to achieve this essential victory in the war on terror, to promote freedom, and to make our own nation more secure. We, Mr. Bush, our own infrastructure is falling apart, schools need attention, health care is suffering, what health care? And we will do what's necessary. Tell all the cops that are laid off and all the professional people around this country who are laid off from their jobs right now and the 3 million people who have lost their jobs since you come into office. Tell them about suffering. You don't know a damn thing about suffering. You never have. Not in your entire life have you known anything about suffering, and you never will. Don't make me laugh. You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show. This is Guy James sitting in this evening. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You stay right where you're at. And you can give us a call, 1-800-TALK-YES.
Mom, Dad,
someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
Tuck, you got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when. Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Cannon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Hi, folks. Jesse Ventura here to talk to you about InPhone, the advanced, enhanced, totally modern directory assistance available all across this great country of ours. Just dial 888-411-1111, and the super-friendly operator will help you access phone numbers or movie times, even driving directions to the theater. So call InPhone at 888-411-1111 and tell them Governor Jesse sent you. InPhone, how can we help you?
Only 89 cents for any call up to 15 minutes. Only 5 cents a minute after that. Your first 5 calls are free.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Selsun Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Selsun Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue. Use as directed.
Thieves in High Places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Show.
Adam, welcome to the Tom Hartman Program. What's up?
I just find it that you guys are really cynical to believe that Cheney or Bush or any of these guys would risk troop lives to make money. You must think that these guys are really evil people.
If you go back to 1998 and read the Project for a New American Century, what they were saying basically, if we're going to continue to consume 25% of the planet's oil, then our security is at risk if we can't secure our oil supplies. So we have to secure the oil supplies by seizing control of the Middle East.
Is this what you say they said, or is this what they had stated in a policy and in a
This
in
is
a
what they
contract?
Said.
Why is this on CNN every night?
It was on CNN a year ago. It was on CNN in 1998. They wrote a letter to Bill Clinton demanding that he attack Iraq, and that letter has been a public document ever since. And it was signed by all of these guys who are now in the administration.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the chart.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24/7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by the good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
We're back. It's the Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Guy James. Give Guy a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Guy.
Hey, where's all of our neocon callers tonight? Don't want to talk, do you? Don't want to try and defend that speech, do you? And defend the indefensible, can you? You know, all of our Republican friends are faced with the fact that we now have a proven bozo as President of the United States. Got us into a military conflict that looks like it's going to be a hell of a time getting out of it. Got another one going on in Afghanistan that was a complete waste of time. We've lost all that country back to the Taliban. They control almost all of it against Kabul. But we got the pipeline in there that we needed so bad, that the oil company needed so bad. And we got a puppet president in there that we wanted. So we've accomplished a little something. But as far as accomplishing anything for the Afghani people, please, you don't think that that's what that was all about, do you? That wasn't about that any more than that liberating the Iraqi people was a mission. You don't really think. You couldn't really think that the Bush administration give a damn about anything happening to the Iraqi people. Come on. You'd have to think these people cared about life. And they don't. They've proven that over and over again. They don't care about American life. They don't care about Afghan people life. They don't care about Iraqi life. They killed thousands of innocent civilians in these so-called surgical strikes. People are starving. People don't have enough water. They don't have any electricity. They're dying every day. There's not enough medicine. But, oh, yeah, we've liberated them, all right. Hey, I ran across an interesting article today I wanted to discuss with you. You know, this weapons of mass destruction debacle keeps going on and on and on and on. And I ran across this great article off the Associated Press about how the discrepancy in the weapons of mass destruction might be nothing more than a bookkeeping error. You've all read the stories about how the Pentagon has lost this and lost that. I mean, lost huge amounts of things. What makes you think in Iraq that they can't lose things as well? Ex-inspectors are now saying, 5 months after the invasion, that the notorious unaccountables may have been no more than paperwork glitches left behind when Iraq destroyed banned chemical and biological weapons years ago. Some may represent miscounts, they say, and some may stem from Iraqi underlings' efforts to satisfy the boss by exaggerating reports on arms outputs back in the 1980s. Now think about this for a minute. Under that sort of regime, you don't admit that you got it wrong, said Rod Manley of Britain, a former U.S. chief, a former chief U.N. advisor on chemical weapons. His encounters with Iraqi scientists in the 1990s convinced him that at times, when told to produce X amount of a weapons agent, they wrote down what their superiors wanted to hear instead of reality, said Mr. Manley, who noted that producing VX nerve gas, for example, is a very difficult process, and they couldn't have made as much of it as they said they did. His encounter, and here again, ex-inspector Scott Ritter, whom we had on our weekly program just a couple of weeks ago, gave a fabulous interview. Scott Ritter said he, too, was sure Baghdad's weapon of mass destruction accounts were at time overstated. There was so much pressure, says Ritter, put on scientists to produce world-class systems, they would exaggerate their reports back to higher authorities. And as inspectors scrutinized factories and interrogated Iraqi specialists, you suddenly realized they weren't as good as they said they were. So maybe it's all a big bookkeeping error. You're listening to IE America Network. We'll be right back after the news.
America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy Show. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. The governor of Indiana is undergoing surgery at this hour at a Chicago hospital after suffering a cerebral hemorrhage this morning. Indiana Governor Frank O'Bannon spokeswoman Mary Dieter says the state is researching the process of at least temporarily shifting power to the lieutenant governor. Dieter says O'Bannon was set to deliver welcoming remarks to a trade conference when an Indiana state trooper and Department of Commerce official found him unconscious on the floor. O'Bannon has been in surgery since 11 o'clock Central Standard Time at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. The bombing of the United Nations headquarters last month in Baghdad was a direct challenge to world security. That's the assertion made by UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, who today called for radical reforms within the UN and other institutions aimed at dealing with war, terrorism, poverty, and human rights.
I think all states need to take more account of global realities and of each other's views and interests. They must set a higher priority on finding common ground.
In a major report, Annan said the deep political divisions uncovered by the arguments over invading Iraq will not be easily overcome. He's now written to nearly 200 countries asking them to come up with new ideas on fighting terrorism, spreading weapons, and beefing up development. Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards says President Bush is too cozy with big business leaders. The North Carolina senator spoke to a union convention in Washington.
He absolutely believes. That if you take care of people at the top, somehow the whole country is going to do better. Well, he's wrong. America works best when it works for all of us.
Edwards, a former trial lawyer, has decided not to seek re-election to the Senate so he can focus more attention on his presidential campaign.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke-Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke-Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
Authorities investigating the case of a bomb-wearing bank robber in Erie, Pennsylvania, have released two sketches of persons of interest in the case. One person is pictured as a white male with a dark hat, thin eyes, wide nose, and small mouth. Another person is described as muscular African-American male wearing black shorts, a black tank top, a black hat, and dark sunglasses. FBI Special Agent Bob Rudge emphasized there's no concrete evidence linking the two to the crime, but the timing and locations of when they were spotted and their actions were suspicious. A week and a half ago, a pizza delivery man robbed a bank in Erie while wearing a bomb. The bomb detonated after he had been detained by police, killing the man.
Whether you've got bald tires, a flat tire, old tires, or are just tired of looking at white walls, there's no better time to pick up a new set of Goodyear tires than during National Automotive Month at Sears Auto Center. Because Goodyear tires are all on sale. And get a free DieHard Weather Handler battery worth $59.99 when you buy four Goodyear tires. Just bring in your old battery and we'll exchange it free. But only during National Automotive Month and only at Sears Auto Center. Sears, good life, great price. Sale and free battery offer end 8/23. Find us online at Sears.com or America Online, keyword Sears.
A new study finds more and more children are being raised by grandparents, and researchers say that can mean problems. University of Minnesota Assistant Professor Priscilla Gibson says the older caregivers are often surprised by the demands.
While they enjoy their grandchildren and they want their grandchildren to do well, nonetheless, it is quite a transition, and they oftentimes are not prepared.
Gibson says more than a third of grandparents don't know about services available to them as they become parents for a second time. Gibson says in their survey, a majority of caregivers were white, middle class, and well-educated. Investors reacting positively to bullish reports from Wall Street analysts, raising hopes about the economy, sent stocks higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 83 points to 95.86. The NASDAQ was up 30 points to 1889. The S&P 500 finished up 10 points to 1032. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Cartoonic Minute. On her way to Oz, Dorothy feared lions and tigers and bears, oh no! But they're child's play compared to critters who might homestead in your car. Oh yes! When I come back, I'll name names. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. You think Noah had it rough managing all those beasts? At least he had an ark, but some of them might hole up in your car. According to Pennzoil's survey of 16,000 auto technicians, culprits for some repairs were furry, feathery, or scaly, like chickens trapped in air filters, squirrel nests in the AC, snakes wrapped around brake rotors, and rats storing dog food in exhaust pipes. But wait, don't call the Pied Piper. Have your vehicle checked out regularly by a qualified technician. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Special guest host Guy James. Give Guy a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937.
Guy James back with you here on the Mike Malloy Show. So happy to be sitting in for him this weekend. Hope he's having a nice vacation. I'm sure he is, and he'll be back with you next week. We're going to be along next, well, tomorrow evening as well, from 9 till midnight, and we'll try and have something good cooked up for you. You know, we set off kind of a firestorm on our weekly show this past week when we talked about Barbara Bush. One of the callers called in and kind of lit my fire on this thing. I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but I can remember part of it exactly. She was, just a short time ago being interviewed by Diane Sawyer on Good Morning America or one of those programs. And she asked her about, Diane Sawyer asked Barbara Bush, what do you think about all that's going on in Iraq right now? And she says, well, you know, the soldiers being maimed and killed and body bags and all that. Why should I waste my beautiful mind on that? And, you know, that's about as rough a statement as any old bag in America ever gave, and that's just what Barbara Bush is. She's an old bag, an old biddy that's the most hateful woman in America. That's exactly what she is. Any woman, mother of the President of the United States, that would get up and say on national television, why should I waste my beautiful mind on thinking about soldiers and body bags? I don't have words strong enough for her. The words I have for her are words that I can't even say on the radio. If I did, they'd shut us down here real quick. But she's a disgusting, hateful old woman. Even Richard Nixon was proud of her because of her hateful ways. He loved people who were good at hating, and he really respected Barbara Bush because he knew her, and he said that she was very, very good at being hateful. And of course, he liked that. I don't. I think she's an old biddy. I think she's an old bag. I think she's a disgrace and was a disgrace as the First Lady of the United States. I hate to even say that she was, but she was, but she's a despicable old woman. If you want to argue with that, give me a call. I'd be happy to discuss it with you. Now, we got Joe from Texas on the line. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hi, guy. I can't hardly stomach Bush, but I made myself stomach him last night and watched his speech. I wanted to see what kind of look, expression he had on his face and all this mess. But you know what I kept thinking of whenever he was talking was, how right before we invaded Iraq, how he kept saying, I'm losing, I think he repeated it two or three different times, I'm losing my patience, I'm losing my patience.
Yeah.
And then Rumsfeld, you remember him talking about at the UN, he was calling them, now we're having to go back, as Rumsfeld says, we're going back to old Europe, asking for help now.
Right, old Europe.
And I'm a Vietnam vet, and I'm on, another thing I kept saying, thinking, if they can put as many troops as they want to over there, and they can pour as much money as they want to in that place over there, but we are not going to win that war. We are not going to win. Now, we might be able to get it. American troops may be able to get out of there, and we might be able to beg. Which I wouldn't blame the rest of the world if some or no do. The UN might be able to do it if the United States does it, but them people absolutely hate us.
And, sure they do.
We can stay to doomsday. And we not, as far as I'm saying, we'll never win it. But it's just going to cost more money and more American lives.
You know, Joe, I agree with you. You remember how the Russians were how they did in Afghanistan. It looks to me like that's exactly what's happening in Afghanistan and Iraq. And how else are these people going to feel when they hear about people breaking into their homes in the middle of the night and shooting their relatives and all these innocent civilians who have died? And, you know, we haven't been too gentle with a lot of the, you know, we're going to have to win their hearts and minds as well.
They have a good reason to hate us.
Yeah.
We starved them to death. I mean, we starved them for the last, 10, 12 years?
Yeah, that's right.
And like the first Iraq war was a big lie, too. I mean,
It's been a terrible thing for them. We have starved them for 10 or 12 years.
I mean, I ain't saying Saddam Hussein was a bad person, but...
Of course he was.
We supported him.
That's right.
I mean, we need to clean up our own backyard.
We were big supporters of Saddam Hussein earlier on. You know, are you a lifelong resident of Texas?
Yeah, I sure am, yeah.
I thought you might be.
We just had a vote on it was called Proposition 12. They had several other ones, but they was wanting to give, fix it where you couldn't sue the doctors they was wanting to put a cap on what you could get.
We just did that here.
More or less, they wanted the insurance to just decide or the politicians decide or whatever how much you could get.
Right.
I went down from early voting day and voted against it.
You
I don't think it'll pass, but...
Well, we just went through the same thing here in Florida, and they did put caps on it.
I've hated Bush ever since... I mean, I'm a lifetime Democrat, and...
I just can't see where he's got anything going for
him. He wasn't elected anyway.
No.
But I still can't believe there's that many people that would vote for the sucker.
That's my problem. What's wrong with people? You know, what the hell is wrong
with people? You know, they say he's got 52% approval rating. Who are these people? And what I did hear on Democracy Now this morning that I heard a little different pitch on that. He has a 40% reelectable.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit different.
Well, you know, there's an old saying. It's been down through the many, many years. It says every nation has the government it deserves. And we probably do have the government we deserve right now because the people of this country are the ones who have allowed this to happen. And I suppose if enough people get hurt by it, that it'll turn around. But you have to wonder, when people ask that question, are you better off now than you were 3 years ago, you know damn well that most people have to say no. If they say yes, they're lying or else they're rich, one or the other.
I'll tell you what. These Republicans that all down here, you cannot change your mind.
No.
They will not. It's just like the administration there now. They won't admit that they have done wrong. They won't admit that they got the wrong man in there. I got into it with some other day at the VA, and me and another Democrat was up against about four or five Republicans. And I mean, it got loud. I mean,
Well, you know, you got something in your favor, Joe. You got the facts on your side. You got an old saying down in Texas, from what I understand, about a guy being all hat and no cattle.
Yeah.
And that seems to me that's exactly what this Bush boy is. He's all hat and no cattle to all those Texas folks. Now, he's not a real Texan in any way, is he?
Well, I'm enjoying your show, and I listen to Mike regular, and you're a good replacement for
it. Thanks so much for listening, Joe. We appreciate it. Call us anytime. Yeah, you know, Daniel Moynihan, I don't know if I get the quote exactly right, but I thought Daniel Moynihan one time put it exactly right when talking about how we elect politicians and then they manipulate us into doing their bidding. They're there to do our bidding, but they manipulate us into doing what they want. And isn't that a strange thing for a democracy? Moynihan once said, citizen participation is a device whereby public officials induce non-public individuals to act in a way the officials desire. And that's exactly what goes on. We put them in office, and then they end up doing what they want to do, getting us to go along with what they want to do. And that's exactly wrong. And we deserve it. We do deserve it. If we put idiots like this guy in office, we've got exactly what deserved. Now, the 50% of us that voted against him don't deserve it. But you jokers that voted for him, you deserve everything you're getting. Now, a small percentage of you are enjoying this very, very much because you got the huge tax cut. And everything has gone in favor of the rich guys since they got in. So a very, very tiny group of you. Of course, those people aren't listening to the program tonight. They are, I don't know, they're in their mansions having the servants to serve them up one last drink before they go to bed for the evening, and turn down their bed for them, lay out their clothes for them in the morning. And, of course, the butler's out polishing up the Rolls Royce. That's how it goes with those people. And believe me, we got a lot of those people right here where I'm broadcasting from in Naples, Florida. There is fabulous wealth here. Fabulous wealth. There's places in this country that wouldn't recognize wealth like there is here in this area. So it's no wonder this particular area I'm in is heavily, heavily, heavily Republican. I mean heavily Republican. You can give us a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. Almost forgot the number there. 1-800-TALK-YES, and we'd love to hear from you tonight. We really would. We've been discussing all evening long in bits and pieces the fabulous speech given by our fearless leader last night. It was 18 minutes long. I figure it took the guy that wrote it about 18 minutes to write it. It took Mr. Bush 18 minutes to read it, and it was over. When it was over with, I was absolutely dumbfounded that the guy got up and actually took time out of prime time in the evening to give such an inane, ridiculous speech. Really thought he might have some substance in there. I really did. I thought he'd have some explanations for what was going on. I thought he might have present some answers. I thought he might have some changes of how they were going to change things, the way things are. But he had nothing. Did let us know that we're going to go begging the UN now. He did tell us that we're going to have to get down on our knees and beg Mr. Chirac to help. The rest of the world now, he says, has a responsibility. Can you imagine the gall one of our callers earlier tonight hit it right on the head? So he got up last night and said, the rest of the world had a responsibility to help us now? They don't have any responsibility. Wouldn't blame them a bit if they told us to go take a hike. I wouldn't blame them one bit. And they just may well do that. I'm Guy James, sitting in for Mike Malloy tonight here on the IE American Network. And we'll be back just after a couple of minutes. You can call us at 1-800-TALK-YES. We'd love to hear from you. Call us and let us know what's on your mind. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
The Mike Malloy
Show.
Who's on the newsmaker line? George W.?
I thought maybe you could ask me some of them questions.
Oh, okay. In the past, it appeared that Kucinich supported the global gag rule that you have enforced. What's your position on that?
Vice President Cheney assures me that the gag rule is very important in case I say something stupid.
Oh. What do you have in mind for the Middle East and the situation in the Korean Peninsula?
Gonna kill him.
You're gonna kill him, okay.
Gonna kill him.
Are you interested in an in-depth inquiry into the missing weapons of mass destruction?
Weapons of mass production are there. We found two trailers. Now, my daddy has an Airstream, so I know about trailers.
Yeah.
And if they roll over on a little car or something, there's a lot of destruction there.
Yeah, I see. Ugly
weapon. They flip over in those desert winds.
Yeah.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Doolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dogs?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Therese Doolittle, to talk to the animals. You don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All the need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
Who says Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
True.
You hate me?
Why don't you put something on that says he's a great goof liberal?
Goof?
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network. Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Guy James. Give Guy a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Guy.
Oh, you know, I hope you don't get tired of me disrespecting this president. You know, if he were a legitimate president, I'd have some reservations about disrespecting him. But you know, he's nothing but a little tin pot dictator, a mean little jackass of a man. That's all he ever was. A dirty, rotten little elitist lion pig who cares, you know, he cares for nothing but power, money, oil, corporate exploiting of our resources and sticking it to Democrats no matter what kind of lies he has to spew doing it. I guess you can tell I don't care for him. Hey, we got callers on the line. We got Natasha on the line right now. Natasha, welcome to the program. From Santa Fe, right?
Yep.
Welcome to the show.
I'm driving through an electrical storm. I hope you can hear me.
I sure can, loud and clear.
Okay, I just wanted to point out that since only about 32% of the registered voters in the country voted in the last election, probably no more than 18 or 19% of them actually voted for this little fascist. And if we don't take back control of the voting machines from the Republicans who own them, they're going to keep on winning these elections by illegal means.
I think you're right, Natasha. That's something we're going to have to watch mighty close, mighty close.
It's, you know, that Help America Vote Republic Act is taking it right down to the wire because they want to get every state in the union onto these electronic voting machines with no paper trail as soon as possible. And that is the most dangerous thing that has happened in our... These people are... They own the machines. They own the software. And that means they're making a profit counting our votes. And I think that is the most un-American thing I've heard about in a very long time.
Well, making a profit, screwing us. You know, when you stop and think about it, Bill Clinton just screwed an intern. Bush is screwing all of us. Yeah. That's the way I've always looked at it.
Well, I got a bumper sticker on my car that says, nobody died when Clinton lied.
That's right. That's right. Hey, Natasha, thanks for your call. I really appreciate it. I do. We got Jerry from Oklahoma on the line. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Guy. I can synopsize the speech in 3 to 4 words, or actually 3 to 2 words, if you'll let me try here.
You sound like that old Name That Tune show.
Well, that's what I felt like I was watching last night.
Yeah. Well,
started
so
off,
you think
and
of
I, like you say, expectations. He started off, and this is what I heard. This is what I got out of the speech that I remember this morning. And this is what I remember Bush saying, or not, he didn't say this exactly, but as soon as he brought up 9/11, this is what the speech in two words was about. 9/11, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he started going off on 9/11 again, it was all, I almost felt like he was going to start get on his knees and genuflect. I guess to Osama bin Laden for thinking that his career was helped.
Let's face it, that's what he wanted everybody to take home from that speech last night, was 9/11, folks, 9/11. He wanted to try and get everybody back on his side again. That's what
he was
after.
That's right. Again, that gives his excuses for all the problems that we have going on, particularly with the economy. He went down that route. And I heard a BBC commentator make the point that in the speech that, we all had expectations raised, that there was nothing in it for the allies that we're trying to court right now, or for the UN. And that's what I found personally striking about it, was all this rhetoric about how he's going to, turn the other cheek and do the right thing. And to do that, he's got to eat a little crow. Didn't do any of that.
No.
He certainly didn't give an incentive for any other nation to come along and help out our oil addiction.
Right. Well, we're going to have to go begging. You know, he did mention in his speech last night that we had an adequate number of troops in there, and yet we're going to go begging for help. You have to wonder. I don't think they know what the hell they're wanting to do, really. I don't think they have any clue. They're kind of playing as they go along. We thank you so much for your call tonight, Jerry. We got a break coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm Guy James, sitting in for Mike Malloy this evening. You can call us at 1-800-TALK-YES. You're listening to the IE America Radio Network.
Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. Following months of contract talks, union employees of the phone giant Verizon will have a chance to vote on a tentative new contract. Two unions representing nearly 80,000 Verizon workers reached the 5-year deal late Thursday.
Given the hard positions that the parties had staked out at the beginning of the talks, we think we gained all our major objectives in this contract.
Jim Spillane is director of the Journal and Media Department at the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. He says the tentative contract will maintain solid health coverage for workers and will protect their job security.
And that was something that we just saw as a real bedrock issue in this. We just felt we could not give in on that. And we feel very good that we were able to keep that language and keep those protections in place.
On the downside, the union failed to secure an agreement that would have made it easier to organize workers in Verizon's wireless division. If approved, the contract would also freeze wages in its first year.
The Bush administration calls it an improving jobs picture, but the August decline in the national unemployment rate from 6.2 to 6.1% does not bring good news. A net 93,000 jobs were lost during the month, and the losses were not confined just to one area. 28,000 professional and business service jobs disappeared, and the ice-cold tech sector dropped another 16,000.
A federal employees union loses its latest bid to win collective bargaining rights for the nation's baggage screeners. In January, Transportation Security Administration Chief James Loy stripped the screeners of their full union rights, and on Friday, a federal district court judge dismissed a lawsuit brought by the American Federation of Government Employees challenging that decision. The case now heads back to the Federal Labor Relations Authority, which has already ruled once against the union.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
I would like to see a law that says you, your organs automatically get donated unless you say no.
All right, Richie, have you got an organ donor specification?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want them taking me before I'm dead.
In Richie's case, what good would most of those organs be?
Certainly won't be going for his brain. Or they might, because it's never been used.
You might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
On the IE America Radio Network.
We're back. It's the Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Guy James. Give Guy a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Guy.
I don't know. We were talking about it earlier today. I was corresponding with a friend of mine. And is it, what do you think? Is it old-time drug abuse or is it just stupidity? We couldn't really have a president of the United States as simple-minded as this guy, do we? Can we possibly? I mean, his father seemed to have a little bit going on. And his mother, although she's a wicked old witch, she does seem to have some brains. So what happened to him? We know Jeb Bush is a scoundrel, and Neil was a scoundrel, but they were good at fleecing people, so they had some brains. This guy, you know, he's the black sheep of the family. You wonder what the hell happened along the way. Why did he get left out with the brains? Was this some kind of a booby prize? Was this a makeup deal to him? They did lousy parenting all along, and so they got him the presidency to make up for it. Is it something like that? I don't know. We got Suzanne from Mississippi on the line. Suzanne, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Glad to have you with us this evening. What's on your mind?
I'll tell you what's on my mind. I am so sick and tired of this man who has no idea about international politics screwing up our reputation with the rest of the world. Here he decides he's going to do this and he's going to do that over in Afghanistan and Iraq, and he does it. Now he wants the rest of the world to pay the bill and send people over there to die in Afghanistan, where the terrorists were known to be training in hiding, where Osama bin Laden was stationed at. We got 140,000 in Iraq, and there's no connection to terrorism and the 9/11 deal. This makes no sense. It should be reversed. And my other point is, he asks for $87 billion on Sunday night to spend overseas, and he is graciously going to ask for $53 million for the nation's school. That's less. That's just barely $1 million a state. I mean, is our education for our children so much less important than taking care of his screw-ups overseas?
Leave no child behind. They've all been left behind. Our public schools in America need money in the worst ways. The states, most of them, are bankrupt now, which is what they're after. They're after to they want to privatize everything. They want to get rid of the public schools. They're definitely out to get rid of the public schools, and they're going to bust them all. And our kids are going to end up paying the price for it, I'm afraid. It's a sorry situation these people have us in, and yet what are we going to do about it? We're going to have to make enough noise to get them the hell out of office, to get them out of our hair when this next election comes around. We're going to have to fight really hard in this next election.
Well, if we can at least get a fair election maybe next time.
I think it's time to get
rid of the Electoral College and let every vote count on its own.
Well, you'd have my vote on that. I think it's terrible that the majority doesn't elect the president. That last election was a sham. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
I mean, historically, the Electoral College was there because in the old days, due to the lack of communication system, I mean, you're talking the days when there was no telephone, no TV, no radio, newspapers, you might get them a month after they were published. You could have had an election and be voting in a dead man because the people would not have gotten that information. The Electoral College was set up to prevent this from happening. Somebody had been arrested, somebody that died, somebody, you know, a problem. We don't have that problem anymore. We are not uneducated people out here. I mean, they treat us like we are. We
well,
have 50%
of us are. About half the voters on the last election were kind of uneducated. I think I don't know. They didn't do very well. Talking about the schools, I just saw an interview with Jerry Falwell the other day, and he said, and I quote, "I hope I live to see the day when we don't have any public schools. The churches will have taken them over again, and Christians will be running them, and what a happy day that will be." That's exactly what they're after.
That's great for if that's what you want, but some of us do not want to have other people's religious views imposed upon us. I mean, I'm just so sick of that, too. This president sits up there and God this, God that. Well, maybe his God, I mean, obviously he's not very bright. He has to follow somebody else's theology because he certainly can't make up his own mind about anything. Somebody's got his hand up there, but treat him like a puppet that he is.
That's right.
I mean, he just gives everything credit. I mean, excuse me, I work for my money. I work to make my life what it is. Nobody handed anything on a silver platter like he got.
He never worked a day in his life. That's
No, sir, he was a complete failure in every business.
Yep. Thanks so much for your call, Suzanne. We appreciate it. Keep listening to the program. I think we might have Jerry from Chicago on the line.
Hi, Guy.
Hi, Jerry. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Just calling to give you some good news. Latest polls came out. He's down 3% at ABC. If you add up the nine current national polls and divide them by nine, his average is currently under 55%. What does that mean?
That's approval rating, right?
Yes, approval rating. That means that he's dropped this year alone. And remember, this includes the bump he got from the Iraqi invasion. He has still managed to drop over 8%.
Oh, yeah.
This year alone. So he is falling. He is going down.
And well, that's his approval rating. I wonder what his electability rating adds up to be on all those nine polls.
I didn't add those, but I did look through those, and those were about the same. There was a couple that were in the 40s. There was one that was in the 30s, but there were also several that were in the 60s that I just don't normally track those. I've tracked these numbers for over a year and a half now. Hmm. I have them on my web page, so if anyone ever questioned, hey, are you just making up numbers like Bush does, I can say, go look. There's all the raw numbers. There can't be any question on them. You might question any conclusion I draw from them, but if you go to www.democratsforum.com, you will see the raw numbers, and if there's a math mistake, fine, show it to me. I'll be happy to fix it.
Great.
The other thing I wanted to mention was, or to ask, was with this $87 billion he's adding, which will become part of the deficit, will that now boost the deficit to over $500 billion?
Yeah, well,
wasn't it at $435 billion?
Yeah, that was it. It's quite simply, that's $87 billion more into a deficit, $87 billion more that we don't have. I didn't do the math on today, but it seems to me that's 300 and what, 20 or 30 bucks a piece for every man, woman, and child in the United States, every last citizen here.
An incredible amount. And you notice that in all of the last 40 years, all of the record deficits have been run up by Republicans, the party that
every time
says they're for fiscal responsibility. Reagan set the record that would lasted until Bush 1 came in, who set the record that lasted until Bush 2 came in. The only
that's
one
right.
in the whole time.
They like to throw around figures, and they love to use the word coincidence. I hear that coincidence word from the Republicans all the time, and frankly, it's getting a little tired. I've done a lot of research on the coincidences of the Republican administrations over the last 60 or 70 years, and I like to tell people, it's no coincidence that Franklin Roosevelt came into office with 23% unemployment and Harry Truman left 20 years later with 2.5% unemployment. It's no coincidence that Eisenhower took that 2.5 up to 6.5. It's no coincidence that Kennedy and Johnson took that 6.5 down to 3.5. It's no coincidence that the Bush and Reagan years left with 7.5% And Clinton took it down to 3.9, now we're back up to 6.1 again. So coincidence, my rear end.
That's right.
Republicans don't know how to run an economy, period.
That's for sure. They talk a good game, but it's all talk and no action. Or as you said earlier, all hat and no cattle.
That's right. And they're right now, these are the borrow and spend Republicans. I mean, that's exactly what they are. They're putting us into a hell of a hole that I don't know how we're ever going to get out of. It just seems like when you start talking about $500 billion deficits, I mean, that's a lot of money. And I don't know how we're going to get out of this. I really don't. It doesn't look good. What I'm afraid of, what really seems bad to me, Jerry, is that they're going to have this in such bad shape that the next administration coming in might have their back against the wall, might have an impossible situation facing them. I don't know. Yeah, it could be tough. Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Okay, I guess we lost a caller. Yeah. All right. Ran across some rules for being a Republican. You know there are rules to be Republican? I bet you Republicans know these rules. 21 rules for being a good Republican. I'm not going to give you all 21 rules, but I'm going to give you some of them. You have to believe, if you're a Republican, that government should stay out of people's lives, yet you want government to regulate your personal, sexual, and reproductive decisions. You have to believe that pollution is okay, as long as it makes a profit. You have to believe in prayer in schools, as long as you don't pray to Allah or Buddha. You have to believe that a woman cannot be trusted with decisions about her own body, but a large multinational corporations should have no regulations or interference whatsoever. You love Jesus, and Jesus loves you, and by the way, Jesus shares your hatred of AIDS victims, homosexuals, and former President Clinton. Those are some of the rules for being a Republican. You have to believe that society is colorblind and growing up black in America doesn't diminish your opportunities, but you still won't vote for Alan Keyes. You have to believe that it was wise to allow Ken Starr to spend $50 million to attack Clinton because no other U.S. presidents have ever been unfaithful to their wives. Think about that for a minute. You have to believe that waiting period for a purchase of a handgun is bad because quick access to a new firearm is an important concern for all Americans. Got to get them quick. You have to believe it's wise to keep condoms out of school because we all know if teenagers don't have condoms, they won't have sex. Everybody knows that. You have to believe that the ACLU is bad because they defend the Constitution while the NRA is good because they defend the Constitution. And to be a Republican, you have to believe that the AIDS virus is not important enough to deserve federal funding proportionate to the resulting death rate and that the public doesn't need to be educated about it because if we just ignore it, it'll go away. That's been the attitude all along of the Republicans. You have to believe that Chinese communist missiles have killed more Americans than handguns, alcohol, and tobacco. You have to believe that the lumber from the last 1% of old-growth U.S. forest is well worth the destruction of those forests and the extinction of several species of plants and animals therein. And just a couple more. You have to believe that we should forgive and pray for Newt Gingrich, Henry Hyde, Bob Livingston for their marital infidelities, but that son-of-a-gun Clinton should have been impeached. You have to believe that Ann Coulter and Rush Limbaugh are God's angels and Hillary Clinton is the devil. And in order to be a Republican, you have to believe that George W. Bush really won the last election. So those are the rules, and I know many of you that do live by those rules. I know many of you live by those rules. You know, the question I have to ask you, if you do believe in those rules, what the hell's the matter with you? Knowing what you know about George Bush right now, and let's talk here for a minute. If you are on the right, and you voted for George Bush, and you voted for his daddy, and even if you live in Texas, we really have to talk. If you voted for him as being governor there, what's wrong with you? What have you seen in this man that would make you want him as your leader, to make him put in the most powerful office in the world? What is it that you saw? Is it this dignity thing he said he was bringing back to the White House? Is it the dignity thing? I haven't seen any dignity from this gang of thieves whatsoever. Did you think that he had foreign policy experience? Did you think all these, did you buy that line that when he got elected, he said, oh, he's bringing in all this experience, Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld and a host of criminals from his daddy's administration? He said, boy, this is quite a group here. They've got a lot of experience. Did you buy that argument? They were just a bunch of political hacks, a bunch of asses, a bunch of criminals. There have been more criminals in this administration than any we've ever had. I mean, took these people in knowing they were criminals. Poindexter. Why in the hell did they have Admiral Poindexter in this administration? Anybody want to tell me that? The guy was a criminal. Why would you do that? And then he comes up with this harebrained scheme of trying to gamble on sell stocks on death and destruction. I never heard anything so wild in my entire life. So when you look down the whole thing, when you look down, if you're one of those that believe that he actually won the election, if you think he won it fair and square in Florida, and you ignored all the facts, you ignored the facts that all these thousands of people were taken off the voter rolls here in Florida, and that he won fair and square, if you believe that, and if you look at the economy the way it is today, you look at the foreign policy disaster we're in right now in Afghanistan and Iraq, and you look at what the rest of the world thinks of us right now, all of Europe, all of South America. What's happened to us? The good name of the United States has been sullied, folks. It's been sullied by this man that's in the White House and his helpers. And you're still behind him? You're not really, are you? I mean, we see these polls with 50% of the people still behind this man. Please tell me. Please help me understand. Please call 1-800-TALK-YES and let me know for what reason on this earth you could possibly follow this man. Please tell me, because I don't get it. I really don't get it. I try and try and try to understand why a single soul would vote for this guy. I don't get it. I really don't. Well, my brain's tired of thinking about it. I can understand his old bag of a mother voting for him, but that's about maybe his daddy, too, and his brothers, but that's about all. That's about all. This is a bad, bad, bad gang of people. This is a gang of people you wouldn't want to have living next door because they'd steal your lawnmower, folks. They would. Gang of people that ordinary citizens wouldn't want a thing to do with. Elitist, some of the most elitist people you would ever meet on this planet, that think they are better than you. None of them have ever worked a day in their life. Jeb hasn't worked a day in his life. Neil hasn't worked a day in his life. George hasn't worked a day. The father, Prescott Bush, you go back through the whole damn family, there aren't any of them that ever worked. They've been parasites. They've been leeches. They've been a bunch of liars, con men, thieves. They've done it all. And yet some of you have seen fit to put people like this in positions of responsibility and leadership in this country. God help us. I don't understand it. I really don't. I'm Guy James, sitting in for Mike Malloy. You're listening to the IE American Network. We'll be back after just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned, and you can call us at 1-800-TALK-YES.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
This is Mike Malloy with the IE America Radio Network. Want to know more about our talk shows and personalities but don't know where to look? Do you want to find out what guests are scheduled or what topics we'll be discussing on our programs? Would you like to participate in live chat or vote in interactive polls? All this and more is available at the IE America Radio website. Bookmark it. Stop surfing and get active. Visit www.ieamericaradio.com today.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls.
The Tom Hartman Show, 12 p.m. till 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune in to the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Guy James. Give Guy a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937.
Hey, that old clock on the wall is winding down. Oh, 5 minutes till 12. I do want to remind you we're going to be back with you tomorrow night from 9 to midnight, sitting in for Mike then. Been a pleasure to be with you this evening, and we'll enjoy being here tomorrow evening as well. We've been talking about Mr. Bush all evening, you know. I don't have to tell you what I think about him anymore. You know what I think of him. He's a fool. He's a puppet. He's a menace to the English language, for sure. And did you notice last night how bad it was for that speech? He looked like he'd been freebasing magic markers. He had this weird, bizarre look on his face. I don't know what's wrong with him anyway. We've got John on the line from Santa Fe, beautiful Santa Fe, New Mexico. Welcome to the program, John.
Yes, hi, Guy. And I certainly appreciate all you've been saying. That is, I agree with you. It's a puzzle why people think of him as a hero, etc. However, I have something to suggest to this kind of an audience, because it's a what if. Just in case there's some truth to this, we constantly talk about it being, you know, like people who are either pro-Bush and pro the kind of agenda, and more you hear people starting to question that. But what if it were more serious? There's an explanation that I heard it earlier today, and that's why it made me want to think about it again. Some of the things that are happening, you know, billion-dollar debt and trillions, and enduring war, where our founding father James Madison points out that, you know, the worst thing that could happen to the only thing that could keep America from being victorious ever is an enduring war, and then he lists all the reasons why, and we're seeing them happen. You know, the Halliburton kind of things is just a version of what Madison was talking about. That it leads to the kind of corruption of values and corruption of corrupt practices that will eat at the basis of the of a country like America. We're heading in that direction. What if it isn't just stupidity and madness? What if we're intentional? What if there is a, and I don't want to talk conspiracy, but what if there is a theory out that says it's the Nazis that hired on with us and hired on with the Soviet Union to help form the CIA on our side and the KGB on their side, but they had a real agenda, which is to corrupt both countries, and they've succeeded so far with the Soviet Union, and what is behind all this is to just bankrupt us. What if that were possible? I think people should be thinking about that possibility. That this may not be as stupid as it's more likely to be malicious, or not as likely to be malicious. What do you think about something like that?
Well, yeah, I hate to think in those terms, and but I would never rule anything out because of my feeling of how evil I think this gang in Washington is. I think it's no accident that a lot of this is happening, and you may well be on.
Think it might be about the privatization and the corporatization of America?
Well, the privatization is absolutely criminal. What's going on? We got a coming down to the end of the program. We thank you so much for giving us a call this evening, giving us something to think about. We'll talk about it a little more tomorrow evening. We really will, and sitting in for Mike Malloy tonight. You're listening to Guy James. We always want to let you know you heard from the radical right, but all that's left is the truth.
Doug made his confession that he used hair color.
Yeah, I was expecting to make it the treatise of the last month. Aren't you guys sweet?
I would recommend sticking with one color, however. Each month you'd have
I
want to
see you try the Afro stuff.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do that.
I decided that it is not the color of the hair, but the head that it stuck to that's important.
On the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing.